Well, praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this season. I want everybody that's listening to me, somebody that's out there, I want you to know this night is a night that God has set it aside for us. God is capable. He's able to make us know. All we got to do is just believe what God say do. And I want you to know this, because the God we serve is an awesome God. He's looking for in these last days we now live in. He's looking to let his hand be put out there. And somebody right now needs the touch of God's hand right now. And I want you to do this with me. I want you to go in prayer with me and believe God with me. And we're going to watch God do something. Amen. Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we come. We come humbly before him and we say, thank you, Jesus, for all the things that you have done for us and through us. And how that you have kept us to know that besides you we can do nothing. But Father, tonight's a night that we just say hallelujah. Tonight's a night that we praise you. Tonight's a night that we adore you. Tonight's a night that we love you. And I'm asking you right now in Houston, Texas, Father, in Houston, Texas, in all 50 states, in the United States, even in Europe, in the Ukraine, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will fall over there. While the enemy has tried to do what he's done, he can't do it. And I'm asking you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you have given us power and authority. I believe it's somebody right now is desiring to walk close to you. Somebody needs to repent of their sin. Somebody to come closer to you all with you, Father. I pray for those who are doing sinful things, but that they will repent and will come unto you. Be loved. And I want to be loved by you, Father. I want to be loved by you through Jesus Christ. I want to be loved. I want a walking place called there. I want to be able to do your will in this hour. I thank you for things that you have done. And I'm asking you tonight to just keep us. Father, I love you and I praise you. I adore you and I love you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, we're living in a time where that the situation, circumstances, where there are people right now. And if I believe, if I get the people to call tonight, while we're on the radio, I want the devil to know, and I'm not trying to prove anything to him, but I'm trying to let us know, the believers, we have the right. It belongs to us. Jesus said, we can do all things. All things are possible. Can we believe it? Can we believe it? Yes, we can believe it. See, because believing is knowing. Being honest when God will do what he says he's going to do. He's going to do nothing of himself. He said these words in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, surely, surely, I say unto you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself, but he seeth the Father do. For what the things soever he doeth, these also doth he, Son likewise. And I just want to just touch on this. When we take notice, do we take notice? See, Jesus answers for himself. You as a Christian need to believe you have to answer for yourself. Look, I don't have no authority, only what God gives me through Jesus Christ. Everything I do is of Jesus Christ. Everything I do is by Jesus Christ. Everything I do is in love with Jesus Christ. And I'm saying this tonight so somebody out there can hear it. For the Father judges no man. See, God is not going to judge no man. But he has committed all judgment unto his Son. Wow. So that puts us in a particular situation. All I want us to understand tonight is very simple. It's very true. It's very connite. It's God moving. God will use us if we desire. And here you see the word says, the Father raised for the Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we're on target. For the Father loveth the Son and showed him all themselves do. He says in verse 20, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Can you do it, Lord? Can you do it? That's our scripture that we shall live on tonight. But Father, tonight's the night where the people see word. When you come to the word and you start living in the word and you want the word to be what you say it's going to be, see, God has things that he wants you to do. God wants things for us to do. And all you got to do, amen, all we got to do is just, you know, can we? I believe we can. Can we do it? Yes, we can. God so loved us, he loved his Son. And here's what he said to the Son. He says, the Son can do nothing of himself. Jesus said, I can't do nothing of myself, but the Father do it. And when I see the Father do it, that's what I do. And if we read on the scripture, Jesus bring it to us also. He said, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe of him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into the condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Wow. Praise God. Amen. See, for as the Father has life in himself, so has given to the Son to give life in himself. And has given him, listen, and has given him, take notice now, has given him authority. Woo! Has given him what? Given Jesus authority. And why did he give him authority? Here's what God has nothing but to do. See, God is a pleaser. He got a son pleaser. And he said these words, authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. He is, not was, is the Son, now the Son of Man. Whoa, praise God. Woo. Yes. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done thus far. When we study into the Word of God, we believe what God has said he's going to do. And God can do it. But I'm just sitting in that believing God to going to do what we is. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Somebody else listening on the line. The line may appear to be silent, but I want to let you know that I have angels around me. I have the Son of God around me. I have the Holy Spirit moving in me. I have the Father watching through me. Because there's a work that must be done. There's a work that must be done this night in the earth realm so that, Father, you can be glorified in my body. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Woo. My. And see, the word of God is so true. It just comes to a point. If a man is a living bread which came down from heaven, if a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give you is my flesh, Jesus said, which I will give for my life of the world. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And you know what? The God we serve is an awesome God. Our God loves us. Regardless, God loves us. He loves us. Why does he love us? Because we want God to do what he said he's going to do. God so loves us. He so loves us. See, and the Father given me shall come to me, and him that comes to me, I will in no wise. Jesus said, he said, if you come to him, willing heart, I'll come to you. Because he said, I'm not going to cast you out. But he wants us to come to him, submitting to him. And while in Hempstead, we're going to send prayer right now. Father, over the radio station, airways, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this night. While we're on this radio program, somebody needs to be touched. Father, their bodies are healed. Their bodies are healed. Somebody needs to understand, Father, and know in this life that we now live, there is a great movement in God. There is a great movement in God. There is a movement like we've never seen before. There is an understanding that we've never seen before. And Father, because I tonight just cry unto you, because I desire that this lady that they said they want to pull the plug on this lady tonight. And Father, I pray and I've asked you, I don't see anywhere in your word where she's willing to leave this world, Father. But I know you have the right, Father. You can choose whoever you want. But I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Father. Jesus, will you let us touch and agree that she shall live for the appropriate time in this hour? And in him said, let the anointing stir up right now. Let it stir up right now, Father. And I'm asking you, Father. I'm asking you, Father. I'm asking you right now. Father, for I know without you, there's nothing none of us can do. Hallelujah. But I want to thank you, Father. I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. I want to love you. Father, let the anointing, let it come upon my body. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, Bridget. What they say? I know it. What you want to say something? I want to tell you what God's going to do. God has shown me he's going to touch her tonight while we're there. Can you hear me? Let me be slow. God has promised. God has promised us. Let me give you. You got time? All right. Well, hold on. Let me take you back in the scripture. I'm going to show you what God showed me tonight. Because I've come and I've been praying. And he says in St. John, the fifth chapter, verses 19, then answered Jesus and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself, but what he see of the Father do, for he these what things whatsoever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth his Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that we might marvel. The Father raised up the dead, good God Almighty, and quickened them, even so the Son quickened whomever he will. And I put a pause right there and I said, Lord, I want you to just do, praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And somebody's on the line with me right now. But I want you to do what the word says. For the Lord, see, and here's what he said. The Father raised up the dead. And quicker them, even so the Son quicker whomever he will. Hallelujah.
Thank you. The Son
whoever he wants to quicken. He Amen. Said, for the Father, see, everybody to see, people lie, God going to judge me. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready? Listen at this. In verses 5 and 22, for the Father judge no man, but he committed all judgment unto the Son. The Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I want you to know right now, I'm just feeling so, Lord, I'm just feeling so good because God is doing, because God is doing something. That lady, Amen. What's her name? What's her name? What's the lady's name that we're talking about tonight that say?
Cleo Wolf. My name is Cleo Wolf. My mother.
Cleo Wolf, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send the precious anointing. We send the words that we just read out. The Father raised up the dead and quickened them. And we believe you, Son. You have can do it. And you've given us the right to do it. And right now, the Sister Wolf, I declare and decree, she shall live and not die.
There you go.
She shall live and not die.
Hallelujah.
She shall live and not die. She shall live and not die. And declare the works of God. And your works are to go and preach and teach and tell other folk, this is what the Lord has done for me. And then, Father, we just say thank you. Tonight, while we're on the radio station around the world, I'm believing right now, Father, I'm just a big enough fool, that you're going to let that woman get up and begin to walk around that house. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to
weep. Because so much you're ready to do in this hour that we live. We don't have the time to look to the world, because the world owes us nothing. The world hates Jesus. The world hates us because we love Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost be on Sister Wolf. Fire from the crown of her hair to the sole of her feet. All her inner parts, all seven, healed in the name of Yeshua. All healing right now. And there's a quickening going on right now in that house. Many have fallen away as I pray because Jesus, you have to move them out. You moved them out. Now we can pray for them.
Woo!
Move them out. You can do it, Father. You've done it. Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Father, have mercy. Woo! Have mercy. Woo! And we just believe. Woo! And you said in your word, you said that the Father has, The Father's given me, shall all of us who come to him, he shall not. Jesus, you said you wouldn't cast us away. You wouldn't turn us away. We'll come to you that you can take us to the Father. Love is now, love is now, love is now, love is now, love is now. We thank you. Ushande, seki de masota. Hirame kore sata. Oh, praise your holy name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we just know tonight, we just know tonight, we just know tonight that all things are possible. And tonight's a great night, Father. For the revival has started in our inner part. But we want to come out so somebody can see it. They can know and hear. It's your word. It's your word. It's your word. And the word became flesh. Hallelujah. You said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, glory to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the word made flesh. Co-co-co-co-co-co. Thumbs. Fingers. Nails. Flesh covering the bones. Good God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hair began to grow out. Three levels of skin. All seven inner parts. You had the Son of the Living God. And you sent him for us, and we thank you that he is a raw diadem. He gave his life that we might be visited, that we might live according to the will that you sent him to do. And I'm asking you tonight, I'm asking you tonight, I'm asking you tonight, I'm asking you tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that somebody that tonight is on the radio, somebody's going to be on there, somebody right now, that lady there, they're saying a movement is what, woo-hoo! Yeah, Lord! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hello, caller. Hello? Oh. Hello, I got you on the radio there. Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, I know somebody from a... Okay, never mind. They're going to call. They're going to still stay on the line. But they want to see what God's going to do. God has done it. God has done it. He has done it. God has done it.
Amen.
Amen. God has done it. It's a done deal. Because we believe. And when when we believe, God say, oh, we got some believers there. And him said, we got some believers in his. We got some believers. Oh, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Says a done deal.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a done deal.
Amen.
She shall live and not die. You shall see her walk. You see, yes, Lord. This is what you've been saying, Lord. You've been saying that the people might see the marvelous of your movement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
And Father, I want to thank you tonight for everybody that's coming on this radio station tonight and those I have on the phone. Somebody right now, I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them. Let the fire of the anointing fall upon them right now. Hallelujah. From within, fire. Holy fire. Holy fire. Let the Azusha, let the Holy Ghost fire fall upon them right now tonight. Touch Hasi Eshoko. Move it out in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, somebody got nervous problem. Nervous problem, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go! You don't have a right to live in that body. It's a body that belongs to God. And the body that belongs to God is a healed body. It is a healed body. Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank
Woo!
You.
Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Osha. My God. Fire! Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move upon the people tonight like never before. We ask you, Father, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. All around him, sitting around Houston, let the fire, let the fire. Fire, 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 fire! Woo! Yes. Let the anointing, for you said it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. The yoke of death has been broken. Hallelujah. The heat, the And then, Father, I decrease that you might increase in me. I decrease that you might decrease in me. They decrease that you might increase in them. Those who listen will decrease that you will increase in them. That we can do what you said to. That the world will say, has it not seen, has it not done? Because he's a man, he's the God of his word. He's going to do it. He said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He said, I will sin. He said it.
Amen.
And we live right now in the time we live in, Father. Woo! Woo!
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
You, Father. We know that we have life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo!
Thank
Woo!
You.
Thank you, Lord. And then, Father, I want to say we love you. Tonight is a night that you have provided for the saints to come together around the world, hand in hand, heart in heart. And they're believing right now for everything that is desired shall be fulfilled.
Amen.
I believe it tonight.
Woo!
What I praise for, Father, that I praise it, you brought it to pass in my own life at this very moment. You done it. You done it. Not me. You done it. But I believe. And then, Father, I want some men that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Some men who will start walking. Some men who will start saying, God is whom I found. But they will come to see. Father, you said we got to love our enemies. We got to love them. 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 I've got to love them. Got to love them. Got to love them. They might do you wrong. Got to love them. They might lie to you. Got to love them.
Yes, Lord.
Because, woo, Jesus, even the husband and wife, got to love. Got to love. Children, got to love. Got to love. Got to love. Because when we stand before God, all God can see, Father, is your love potion of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Oh, Mama Sata. And then, Father, I want to swear. Lord, I'm just... I love you, what you're doing tonight. Hallelujah. Father, this is even better than even chicken tonight. Hallelujah.
Whew.
Oh. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, because we praise you tonight, we thank you tonight, we love you, and the report that we have, no, you lying, devil, she's living. We don't want to see that. No, no, no.
Amen.
We don't want to see that. She's alive now. Well, there's a daughter in the house, we command that daughter to go out.
My name is...
In the name of Yeshua Messiah. Get out of there. Angels on assignment, put up. Angels on assignment. And careful, Miss Wolf. And careful, angels. Because the time has come. The time has come right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's your word, Father. We take nothing, but we said thank you for using us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for using us who believe and can receive. And we thank you. And we love you.
Amen.
And we adore you. And we magnify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and I'm asking for the prayer line to be hot tonight. And the teaching that they're going to do, they're going to delve message from this. It's called The Well. To the Well, W-E-L-L. Meet me at the well. My God Almighty. Meet me at the well. Woo! Because when you meet me at the well, Jesus is going to be there.
Come on.
He's
going to
be there. Woo! He's going to be there. He's going to be there.
Hallelujah.
We're going to meet him at the well. We're going to meet him at the well. Woo!
Woo!
We're going to chop up, ta, ta, ta. Healing at the well. Healing. Salvation. Woo! The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts, shall be at the well, at the well, at the well. And we shall put our, we shall put our basket down and drink.
Praise
your Father. You say, oh, we praise your holy name. Father, I pray for the president today. I pray for the senators. I pray for the officers of the Congress. I pray for the governor. I pray for the mayor. I pray for all 50 states, Father. I know that the enemy is coming, but we denounce the enemy. You have no right. For the rights we have belong to the sons of God. We are sons of God. All of us,
Amen.
We are sons of God.
That's right.
And we have a right.
Hallelujah.
We have a right.
Amen.
Regardless of what the world say, what they say, he say, they say, but we are the sons of God.
Sons.
And if we are the sons of God, we have the right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say fire.
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 Fire moving in on the inside of our, out of our belly shall flow fire. Fire.
Fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire.
Yes.
Flowing out of our belly is a fire. It's like a roll. It's rolling out of us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Woo,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Fire, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fire. Fire on our hands. Fire in our eyes. Fire in our ears. Fire in our walk. Fire in our feet. Fire, fire,
yes,
fire.
Lord.
When we speak
yes,
fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love
Ooh,
you, Father.
Jesus.
I love you, Father. Fire. Fire. He mama sikirio sha se si sha sha sho sheko masa lambe ki sikirio elomba papa sikirio alidi holy sata. Yes, Lord. We love you because you love us. We understand
yes,
you because you know us. You know us better than we own ourselves. So we yield. We yield to you. You know
Hallelujah.
Our weak. You know our strength. We bow to you, Holy One, Israel. Hallelujah.
My.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Boko Sikiriaha. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Fire run through the phone. Fire run through the radio. Fire.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We keep our eyes lifted to heaven, because we lift our eyes up from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from heaven. Why do our help come from heaven, Connor? Because God will not sleep. He will not sleep, nor slumber. For he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, glory to God. I know you're going to watch over. When the sun began to shine out and try to smite us in the daytime, and the moon shine and try to do it at night, but you said you watching over us. You said we should go out and we should come in.
Come on.
And no evil shall befall us, and no evil shall befall us or come near us. You praise said God. It in your word. You said it in your word. In your word. You said it.
We love you, Father.
Hallelujah. And we love you, Father. And Father, you said in your word, in Jeremiah, you said these words. You said, the thoughts I have for all of you on this radio station, he said, my thoughts to you are not evil, but they are good, that they might bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah.
There you go.
That's the kind of God we serve. Woo! Have your way. Father, we say, Sister Wolf, rise and shine. For the light has come. The light of heaven has come.
The light has come.
Hallelujah.
The light has come.
The light has come. Hallelujah.
The light has come.
The light has come. Yeah! Woo!
Yes. Praise.
I know it is joy. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. See, hallelujah.
Praise.
See, when the old lady would say, the old lady would say, when the day she get up early in the morning, she said, Lord, you've allowed me to rise one more time. And I said, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So the word said, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, God is to be praised.
Yes.
The word says it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Father, the fire is on our bodies right now. We feel the fire. Our flesh has gotten hot. It is the anointing.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Father, in him said, yes, Lord. Father, you're finna do a great work. We want to be. Yes, Father. Your days are our days. Your time is our time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
For Father, When the disciples said, you proved to us, the disciples, and the disciples said, show us the Father that we might know. And Father, you looked to Jesus and said these words, have I been with you so long that you don't know who I am? You saw me raise the dead. You saw me feed the 5,000. You saw me feed the 7,000. You saw me raise the young daughter. You saw me raise Peter's mother. You saw me of buying the man with the demons, and commanded to go. Have I been with you that you don't know who I am now?
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise
and they
God.
Said, Father, forgive us. Jesus, the Son, God, walked in Jesus. They were one via one. Via
yeah.
one, via one, via one. My God tonight. And then, Father, all I can say tonight is I thank you for the anointing that's flowing out for Sister Wolf. Father, I want to see her lungs completely healed, her heart completely healed, her stomach, her intestines, her woman part, all her blood vessels, all seven parts of her body, her eardrums,
hallelujah.
Her eyes.
Hallelujah.
Healing shall be complete
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I want to thank you tonight for what you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, from the rising to the setting. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
God. Hallelujah. Lord. Ooh.
Ooh.
Let me show you something that the Lord showed me in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter. Here's something that still happened. It's just God is so good. In the 10th chapter, and here's the 36 verses. I'm reading it. And 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. The Holy Ghost fell on them.
Fell on them.
Wow. Fell on them.
Whew. Praise God.
All them which heard the word.
Praise God, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All of them that hear the word.
Yes, Lord.
Whew.
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. See, God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Romans 8 chapter says, therefore there is no condemnation to them that walk, which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of Christ, after the Spirit. When we walk after the Spirit, the Bible says, for the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law and sin and death. So don't let nobody tell you, if they want to condemn you, say, oops, excuse me. Go to the 8th chapter of Romans and tell them, say, therefore,
there's no condemnation.
There is therefore no condemnation. You can't condemn me. You can't.
Come on. No
because I'm in Christ.
Amen.
I don't walk after my spirit, after my flesh. I walk after the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The
and the law
praise
of sin
God.
And death has no power over me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Glory
woo!
To God.
Somebody say hallelujah. Let me show you
hallelujah.
What God is. Hallelujah. Woo. See, and here's what we say to the people and him sitting around about. In First Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. And here's how you see. You read it. Say, for this cause we also, so today we heard, cease not to cease and pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge all and with the wisdom, spiritual understanding. That's what we're
yes.
praying for.
Yes.
That's what we're praying for.
Amen.
I pray you take a note, some of this. We're recording it, but I want you to know this much. The God we serve, he's an awesome God. And don't think he's ever going to buck him because he ain't got no right. That's why he got kicked out of heaven. He ain't got no power.
He's defeated.
He ain't got none. He's defeated. So stop walking around acting like, well, you know, the devil got power. Devil ain't got nothing. I ain't giving him nothing.
Come on.
I know he is a defeated foe. He's defeated. Hey. It's like Muhammad Ali said, what round you want to fall in? You got to just, I'm just being honest with you. You want to, what round you want to fall in?
What round?
Hallelujah. Praise God. My beloved, and I wanted to say to the women and the city was, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Now here's the key. Husband, are you listening, husbands? Love your wives and be not bitter against them. Do y'all know that there are some men who are bitter because their wife got talent? You might as well say amen and come on. I'm telling you the truth. Because they, well, I'm the man. So. You can't, some men, let me tell you something that I love. Some men keep combing hair right. y'all better please me, because I don't want to battle, Lord. But me and the what they doing, he came cone hair right. Though he know how to get in this, came get into the kitchen and start cooking. Some men, like I told my wife, I said, one thing you can know about me, my mother taught me when I was growing up. I know how to cook, clean up, I know how to sew on buttons, I know how to starch the food, iron the clothes, mop, vacuum. You ain't got no business every day at the house. Folks come down and say, why y'all? Said, because I live here. Amen. But you saw what I just said to them, I help my wife to keep it together.
Amen.
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 God is letting us settle down because he's going to do something. Right now, he's setting us down.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, he's getting ready. He's doing it right now. I just want to just. Do you love it?
I want to
take you to the 30th, the last letter that John wrote, and. One of the words that John wrote, and one of the words he said in the 5th chapter, and I want to get it because I want you to see it. My God Almighty, hallelujah!
Mm-hmm.
Is God good? He's good.
Amen.
He's good. And there's none beside him. There's none beside him. Yes.
That's right.
God hears our prayers. Woo! Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. I love you, Father, for everything you're doing. You say it, your word. Your word is all we need. Your word. Your word make us full of power. Your word, Father. It's your word. Yes. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody, we said thank you, Father. We said thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because
you,
it's your word. 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 And thank you, Father. And it says, this is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we have. If we give our prayers to God, God heareth us because he know that we obey him.
Mm-hmm.
And he answers us because it's the confidence that we have.
That's right.
And because the confidence that we have that when he shall appear, we will not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed of him because we ain't been messing with sin. We've been believing God's word and living God's word and taking God's word and obeying God's word. And, you know, I will say this to everyone that's listening to us, the one thing that if you come into the book of Jude, and I'm just sitting up here with junk. Ooh, see, I love to eat I love to eat a lot of food. When I eat spiritual food, the more spiritual food I get, the better understanding I get. In the book of Jude, the last one to Revelation, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified. Oh, here's a key word, sanctified. Set apart. Set apart to do work in the body of Christ. And some folks say, well, I'm sanctified. No, I'm not too sanctified that I can't lay hands on folks. I'm not too sanctified that I can't go to somebody again and pray for them. I'm not too sanctified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Lord, just so beautiful. Hallelujah. And one of the things I love about Revelation, the more I look into the book of Revelation, and God says so, and he says in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 16, he says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. I would ever, let's say to God, we thank him, we praise him, we adore him. Father, we thank you because we know that Satan has been cast out. We thank you for Sister Wolf, the healing that's flowing over her body right now, and to all the members of her, all of them in her family. They're getting excited.
Yes, yes.
It may not look like it to the flesh, but in the spirit we see it. And we declare and decree, she shall live and not die. And not die.
And not die.
And not die. Physically,
not die.
Spiritually, but she shall live in this life. She shall live in this life until
Hallelujah.
You look. As you took Enoch, you have Enoch. Still walking before you, Father. My desire is to walk like Enoch walked. Enoch walked. He's still walking. He was translated. He never died. Thank you, Holy Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Well, you know what, my beloved? There's another station. That's coming out of Hempstead. It's called Meet Me at the Wailers. I guess that's what they say it is. That's Dr. DeLose and some more that she have on a prayer team that's there and doing things. So I wanted us to know that we have the anointing before God. And let me tell you something, so I can pass the word on. See, when we was back in the day, we'd go out and have fun all night long. But now we don't want to pray all night long.
Don't want to tarry.
Talk to me. But God. But look over here. Look over the United States and see what's happening. Right now, the ice is showing across America. It's flowing. But God is calling for the righteous. We ain't got to speak nothing but just say, Lord, your will be done. But we got somebody right now that needs to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody needs to be saved. Father, as somebody listen to this radio station and on the line around the world, Jesus, we ask them to accept you as we have.
Amen.
When we was a sinner and a liar and a thief and a murderer and a wrongdoer, Jesus, you forgave us of all of our sins.
Right.
And you said, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
All of us that live and take its yoke upon him and live. And we have. And we thank you. And then, Father, I pray for that man, a woman, a boy, girl, somebody behind the bar, that they will come to know Jesus. And I say the word. All you got to do is say, Father, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I ask you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit be in my life. I don't understand all that's been said, but I say this. You're saved. You've accepted Jesus Christ. Find a good church that teaches the Word of God. Search the Scripture for yourself, because Jesus said in St. John 5:39, search the Scriptures, because in the Scriptures you're going to find them, and they have life. Life.
Life. Amen.
And the more life we have of Jesus Christ, the more we can live. So I give my time up to the sisters coming on, and all of them up there in Houston. They should be on shortly. But I just want to let y'all know, I've obeyed God. I have obeyed God.
Amen, brother.
I've obeyed God.
Yes. Praise his name.
Praise
even
God.
The glory and the honor.
And honor. And we praise him. Now, what is your name, sister?
I'm Sister Coretta.
Sister Coretta?
Coretta.
Sister, Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, touch her right now.
Yes, Lord.
From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now.
Right now, Lord.
Let the anointing.
Get Jesus.
Let it just vibrate over her body.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
May she lose much weight and be sanctified thoroughly through and through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shabbat shalom.
And Father,
I know that Hempstead, understand there's some new fresh water. Some fresh water coming to Hempstead. It's on the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name. Fresh water.
Jesus said, do you have any water that won't have to wait? Jesus, do you have?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have to thirst no more.
Woo.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your living water that's within me.
Yes, Lord. Father.
From
the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
And Father, where I'm preaching this right now, let her be in camp about the word, and she'll see the word from the past. Her husband will come to know. Her daughter will come to know. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father,
Hallelujah.
We just thank you. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Doctor
Amen.
Deloach, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. Your program. I'm turning over to you.
Amen.
Your program. Praise Go ahead. God bless you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. That's out here on the radio, internet, and however you are listening to this program, we thank God for you tonight.
You can go online with him. All right.
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
We thank God for all of you tonight. We thank God that as the word goes forth, we pray and ask that that your heart be receptive, your eyes are eyes are open and your ears are tuned in to listening. We want to pray for
Hello.
And for
you're on the radio right now. Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
As they raised up loud
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Somebody has their radio up loud or something that's frowning.
I'm going to tell you, they on this line. They on this line. Hold on.
Okay.
Mine are up. No, go ahead. You're in charge now. You're in charge. Go ahead.
And praise the Lord. So we want to start tonight for what
praise
he is doing
Lord.
And what he's about to do. We have so many things to talk about tonight.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Your host, Doris McClennan, for tonight. And we're going to be discussing several topics as the Holy Ghost leads us to. We just thank God tonight. I want to ask Brother Allen to pray for us as we go forth, and he's going to give us prayer.
Amen. We would pray on heaven right now, heaven's gate, as we come before the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you right now, collectively, one by one, name by name, in one accord, Father. The first thing that we want to say, Father, is thank you.
Thank
you for giving it wasn't ever promised to us, Father. We thank you for in this day, Father, you gave us life, health, and strength. And, Father, it's through the name of Jesus and in the name of Jesus that we're able to come before you, Father. Father, we realize that at 12:01 this morning, Father, you were calling souls in, Father. Some was ready and some wasn't ready. Father, we realize at 5 o'clock this morning, you were calling some souls in and some was ready and some wasn't ready, Father. But, Father, you brought us up to this time right now, all the way through this day, Father. And, Lord, we say thank you. It may not have been the way that we thought it should be, Father, but we can say, like the word of God says, it says, in all things, give thanks. And, Father, in all things, give thanks. We thank you for the good and we thank you for the bad. We thank you for the sunshine and the rain and the cold, Father. But in all things, Father, we know that you are still in control. And, Father, we reverence you, Father. We reverence your deity, Father. We reverence your Son, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that give us a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for every soul from the sound of my voice, Father. Every situation that they find themselves in, Father, you are the answer, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father.
Ooh.
Not only call upon you, but, Father, the word says when we seek you with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, when we seek you with all of our soul, Father, that you're not far from us, but you're just word, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for hearing us right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we loose the angel that who kept about us, Father, in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word that we give your angels charge over you. To keep us, we dash our foot against the stone. And, Father, it's through this word, Father, that we stand on your word, knowing that it's going to be all right, because your angel are encamped about us, Father. Lord, touch that soul right now that's in need, Father. Help them to call upon you right now. Bless the grieving families all over the world right now, Father. Lord, God, touch right now the radio station, Father. The ear that want to hear, Father. The heart that wanted to see, Father. In the eye that want to see, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, touch and open up that heart. And, Father, let your word go forth in this radio station that you may get the glory, that a soul may say, I want to be saved. It's all about salvation here. Salvation found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
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 For you all that's listening on radio, if the phone, when you're doing things in the background, we really would have others may hear or what we're saying. So we appreciate it. Well, tonight we'll be talking about different topics as the Holy Spirit leads us. But I want to share something with you before we go for the first. We were on a fast, and as I went on the fast, I start to, on day one, I began to, as I was fasting, I began to feel like I had thorns on my head. So I felt like I can sort of identify with Christ when they sent the thorns and my head just went to aching like somebody was sitting on crown of thorns on it. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? And so, anyway, so I began to pray. When I began to pray, the pain of the feeling like me having thorns on my head left. And the next day, I felt like I was so sick, I couldn't do without water. So I was like, oh, man, it's already time. I can't drink any water. And so Satan was pushing it. He was like, oh, well, it's just now, just at that time, just go ahead and drink. And so I began to speak the word of God, and I forgot about it. I was thirsty. So, you know, and staying in the word of God, it keeps us and it helps us to do what we're calling those vows that we make to the Lord. And then one day, it looked pretty hungry. It looked like I was so hungry I couldn't wait. Excuse me, until the time was up, the fasting time was up. But then I got to praying and talking to the Lord, and I went all day. I surpassed my time. I went past my time, and which was really great. But, you know, it's just, I'm saying this to say this, that we can, those of us who think we can't fast, we can. And I'll share this with you, because as I was a few years back when I was praying to God about fasting, and I said, Lord, I want to fast, but I don't want to disappoint you. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and told me, say, you fast before. And I said, Lord, I have. And he said, yes, you fast before, but it wasn't me. He said, remember when you thought when you was young and you thought you was in love and you waited by the phone, you didn't sleep, you didn't eat and all these things? He said, you fast, but it wasn't for me. I said, Lord, I give it all up. I know I can fast for you now. I did it for everybody else that wasn't worthy. I know I can do it for you. And so now I'm able to fast without even looking back. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to share that with you. So those of you who think that you can't fast or when you're going on a fast, you think about eating or whatever you usually normally do, you can fast. You can fast. Get back to the first love. Amen?
Amen.
Now we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Alan. He has a word for us. And, man, we're going to feast at this table. Man, God has been doing some awesome things here, and we've just been rejoicing and giving him the glory. But I know that there are greater works that he's doing and going to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Once again, we do thank the Lord for this opportunity to encourage you in the Word of God. You know, there's a lot of philosophies out there in the world. There's a lot of things that people try to persuade you that you can do. But the only thing that matters, the Bible says, not one tittle of the word of God would pass away. Jesus has stated, he said, heaven and earth would pass away before one tittle of the word of God would fail. That means that God is watching. He's carefully to watch over his word. And he doesn't really have to be careful because he is God. He never makes mistakes. God can do anything. If you're contemplating things that's going on in your life, have you tried Jesus? The question that I'm asking you today. Whatever that you find yourself in, the situation that you find yourself in, losing your job, marriage problems, relationship problems, you have problems on your job, you have problems at the filling station, getting gas. Whatever situation that you find yourself in, the solution is Jesus. If you just call upon him, God will answer. Amen. I just want to encourage you before we go on in the Word of God, because while I'm talking, if you would just go to your Bibles in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, I'm going to be dealing with just two verses, verse number 16 and 17. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 16 and 17. You know, when you think about going into agreement, sometimes you have to fall out of agreement in order for you to do the will of God. Sometimes you bring your worldly philosophies into the mingle with the Word of God, and you find that all in water doesn't mix. You try, no matter how you try to orchestrate it, to mix it out, to work it out, the Word of God stands by itself. It doesn't need any help. He is all in all just perfect. He has the solution. He has the answer. The Word of God in it that's reading today, that's coming to us in the Word of God in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 16 and 17, the Word is saying, in what agreement had the temple of God with idols? That's a question mark. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them. What's really, in living this life that you're living right now, are you living it as unto the Lord? See, what's important that this word is coming to us to know is that you have to fall out of agreement of things that you're struggling with that's in the world. When you want the full blessings of God, sometimes you have to go on a fast. Sometimes God is saying, have you tried me? Are you really searching with all your heart? But the Bible is saying right here, it's saying, what agreement? See, sometimes you've been living a double standard. You've been living with idols, and you've been trying to live for the Lord. You've made your car, you've made your job your idol, you've made things your idol that you just constantly just go about your daily life. Just for instance, you go to work on a snowy day, on a rainy day, and then when it comes to work, when it's raining, you won't make it. I mean, what's really going on here? You got a headache and you take an aspirin, but the Bible says that you can speak those things that be not as though they were. You can call those things like headache in the name of Jesus be gone. You know, those are some of the things that you have to really think about. What are you making an idol in your life? What is an idol? Is it your job? What holds you back from doing the will of God? Is it that seat that you find yourself sitting in every Sunday? And then when somebody sits there and you say, well, that's my seat. I sit there all the time. I mean, what's really going on in your life that you're making an idol before the Lord to do the will of God? Those are some of the things that you need to think about. See, the Bible is saying, what agreement had the temple of God with idols? That's the question mark that's answering. I mean, what's really going on that you're really not seeking God with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul? It's important that you recognize that God, the Word of God says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he hasn't changed from the time that he called light into this world, from the time that his spirit was on the face of the water. God is never changing. He's always constant. Amen. This world changes, but times changes, situation changes, people changes, but God is a constant all the time. So the question that I'm asking you in this encouragement is that, what are you making an idol that hinders you from seeking God the more? These are some of the things that you need to be thinking about, because in the times that we live in right now, the situation that's going on right now, what we hear on the radio, what we see in our community, the immorality of society, what we see right here, all of these things here is getting you in a destructive way. They're taking you off focus of what's really going on. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? Question mark. For ye are the temple to be a light unto a dark and contrary world. What's really holding you back in being an idol that you can't really be a glow light unto God? I mean, the Bible, Jesus said, you are a light that sitteth on a hill. You're not going to set it up on a bed, but you're going to set it up on a candlestick, and it's going to give light unto people that see it, to a dark world. It's important that we understand that when you are a light, when you're giving God all your heart, your mind, and you're listening to the voice, you're being attentive to his voice, and you're trying all you know how to please the Lord, then you are a light. And when you are a light, these idle things that tries to pull you back, that tries to hinder you, has no part with you. It's an encouraging word for you to understand that God is saying, you know, I'm going to dwell in you. I'm going to live with you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. That's why we have to recognize, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separated. because we are heavenly kingdom walking right here on this earth.
Amen.
We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait to get to heaven. We can have heaven on earth because of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, I'm going to send somebody back and call a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He would not only be with you, but the Bible says he would be in you. So the heavenly country, the heavenly characteristics that you find in the Holy Spirit by walking in the Spirit, being obedient to the Holy Spirit, listening to him, you have the same thing going up there in heaven. All they're doing is giving God the glory. All they're doing is praising God. They're having a good time up there. There ain't no sad crying going on up there. There's not any mixed decisions going on up there. That's why it's important that we live in this life right now, that we're encouraging you to come out from among them. The world is heading to destruction. They're spiraling down a bad, bad road, and it's very wide. When same sex starts marriage, and when the immorality of people wearing their pants below their buttocks, when people are wearing the immorality of their cleavage coming out, or painting up their bodies, those are immoral actions that was attributed to Sodom and Gomorrah. And you think God is going to hold back his judgment? That's why we have to, as the church, we have to come out from among them and be separated, said the Lord. Because where we're going, the world can't come. We're going to heaven, and right now we're heaven right here on this earth. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. That's the Lord saying that today. He's the one that's saying that, come out from among them. Those people that's living in a moral life, those people that's living in a financial way and lusting after so many things, covenants after so many things, doing so many things contrary to the will of God, the Bible, Jesus is saying, God is saying, he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Separate yourself. Because if you can't separate yourself, God is saying, I don't really know who you are. I don't know you. And he says, come out from among, wherefore come out from among you and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Don't be putting your hands on immorality of what you watch on TV, what you hear on the radio. You know, you have to watch what you see. You have to be mindful of the attributes of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit must be operating in your life. And God is saying, if these fruits are not pouring in your life, I don't know who you are. Receive you unto myself. That was his main desire, is for to destroy the works of Satan and to save us from our sins. Come out. But we have to fall out of agreement of things that's in the world. A lot of people, a lot of churches, they bring the attributes of the world to the church, and they call it God. God is going to accept that. But you have to fall out of agreement with that. It may seem like, well, we've been doing this for years. It may seem like it's good, but where does the worship come in when you program yourself up into a timely fashion when God gets the glory out of this year, when God seeketh us to worship him in the spirit and in truth? You didn't program God working in that area right there in the name of Jesus, but the devil is high. God seeketh to worship him.
Hello?
Amen.
Amen.
So what's important is that we worship God in the spirit and in truth, and God is saying, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and I will receive you. Touch not that unclean thing. So you have to fall out of agreement. Yeah, I know at a lot of churches, some of these churches have been doing these things for years, since you were a kid. They program this thing out. What they really need to do is take the clock out in the sanctuary and throw it out. And they come at a true worshipers. Seek God is seeking the true worshipers that worship him in the spirit and in truth. And the true worshiper is not worrying about time. They're not worrying about the order of what man can do. They're worrying about the gift of the Holy Spirit, the workings of the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to fall out of agreement of this, some of these things. They bring that same function out of the world, this time thing, into the church, and they want God to be well pleased with it. God is not well pleased with that. He is worship God because you've been good to me. I'm not worrying about the clock. We worry about too much of this time thing. We program God out so often. And when he says, I really want to work, I really want to bless, I really want to heal, I want to do all these things, but you time me out, you program me out. You got the program for this. You got the women's head program. You got the head program. You got the choir program. You got all these programs. But where's the program for the revival? You need a revival in that church. Throw out those old programs, because guess what? All it is for M-O-N-E-Y. God is not in that. God is in the business of winning souls. Those are the most important thing to you. That's why he's saying, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Those programs ain't nothing but idols, because guess what? They're not giving God the due because they programmed them out. We got the church anniversary. We got the choir anniversary. Now, do they ever give an invitation for salvation? Is there ever an invitation for salvation? These are some of the things that you have to fall out of agreement in, because the most important thing, the house is a house of prayer. The house is a house of worship. What they're going on right now up there in heaven, they're worshiping, they're saying, worthy is the Lamb who was, who is, and who is to come. They're up there worshiping, and the Bible says the 24 elders, they cast a crown before the throne. And they say, thou art worthy, O Lord. See, we are in heavenly citizens, but somehow they done brought this thing into the church, and they want us to believe that's the order of the church, that God is well-pleased in that. No, he's not well-pleased in that. Throw that clock out of the way and get your life right with Christ and start worshiping in the spirit and in truth. That's why I said these idols you have brought into the church, and you want God to be well-pleased with that on a program? Good God Almighty. Come on, Lord. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and I will receive you unto myself. Amen.
Amen.
Today, because, you know, these revival revives the church. It gets all the order out of the way. Because when you have a revival, guess who's getting the glory? God is getting the glory. Because I want something from the Lord, and I need to be revived. You know what I want? I want the word. I don't want no program. I want the word. I don't want no fire in you. I want the word. I don't want no preacher's staff. I want the word. I want the word of God to saturate my soul, feed my heart, feed my structure, go down into the bones and marrows of my body, my bones. That's what it is. It's saying, come on out of there. Wherefore? You got to come out of that agreement. We even got ourselves all mixed up, and we call this the church. That's not the church that God set up. Hallelujah. You're finding in the book of Acts, these people went from house to house breaking bread with the word of God.
Amen.
They were giving testimonies. Those old saints in the 50, they went from house to house breaking bread. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is what God is saying today. What agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. See, when you Romans 12:1 says, when you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service, you become the temple of the living God. Bless God. The temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Yes.
And when he's about being my people, he's saying that you are a citizen in heaven. But you're right now on this side, you're in time. So you are a citizen. That's the reason why you have presented your body a living sacrifice. You have made your mind up that you're going to serve the Lord. That's why you have to fall out of agreement. And guess what? When you fall out of agreement, guess what's supposed to manifest? The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit. It ain't fruit, it's fruit. Love, peace, charity, long-suffering. Those things are characteristics of you, God being in you and dwelling in you. And you're being called His people. Amen. That's what it's all about. I want these words to encourage you because it's important to realize what the Word of God is saying. You can be a citizen today. You can denounce all the things that has hindered you in your life. You can denounce all the things that you have put a stumbling block in your own way. You can denounce all that, and God says, I won't remember them no more. If
no
you think
more.
About them tomorrow and, go, and ask God tomorrow, and He'll say, what idols? Because it's just that quick. God is not going to remember them no more. Give your life to Jesus. If you're not saved, this is the time where you can think about getting saved. I beg of you today.
Amen.
Give your life. All you have to do is say, Lord, I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And when you mean it with all your heart, when you speak it out with your mouth, the Bible says that you're saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, see, it's all about your believing in Him, that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible says, I didn't write it in there. Your salvation is between you and Jesus. That's the reason why you want to separate yourself from ways of the world. Look at all the confusion that you have came to in your life without serving Christ. And you want to go back to some of that baggage thing in the world and try to bring it up into the church? What you're saying is that I'm putting an idol in my path again. I know I'm saying something. Give your life to Jesus. I'm begging you today. This may be the last time that you hear my voice. And I'm begging you today, give your life to Jesus. Why should you live this life with an idol? And God stands before God, and He says, I don't even know you. But, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Then you may have prophesied in His name, but what God is looking for is a fruit.
Amen.
He's looking for that fruit. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for that fruit. He says, you are my people. I'm calling you by name. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. And I know them. And I call them by name. Give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever that you're going through, the prayer lines will be open for us to pray for you. And if you're going through, if the prayer line is not open and you just find yourself in a ray of sickness at night, you've been attacked by the devil at nighttime, you can call this number right now. This is not a joke. We're not here to just say idle words. It's not about that. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
You can call this number 409-998-3801. We're here to help you. There's enough of that Jenny Craig stuff going on. There's enough of that counseling stuff going on, and they're not giving you the Bible.
Amen.
This is all about the Bible. This is all about life. They cannot give you life. All they're doing is pacifying a habit. But the real deliverer is found in Jesus. Jesus is the deliverer, and guess what? There's no side effects. There's no withdrawals in Jesus. When God says, by His stripes you are healed, guess what? You're healed. You're healed. That's the Bible. 409-998-3801. We want to help you. We are brothers of one another. We are helpers of one another. You don't have to feel like the devil is lying to you saying that you're all by yourself. You're not by yourself. God has said, I would never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Now, I can't say that, but God has said that. God has never left me. I may have left Him, but He had never left me.
He said, I open my arms to you. Amen. That's how serious this is. You know, life is so valuable. Life is so precious. It's like a vapor. Give God your life. Let Jesus into your life today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord continue to, God keep his hand upon you. In the name of Jesus. Back to the sister of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the God. Man, I just thank God for the word, the true word of God. I just bless the Lord. You know, it's so important that the truth go forth because, like he said, they have so many programs at church that people don't even know what the calculator talks about. But they know they ate good. You know, they know they have eaten good. They had good sodas to drink and so forth and so on. And, you know, it's such a sad thing that people believe they come on and talk about Jenny Craig and so many of the exercise programs and all these things. People believe that more than they do God. And, you know, one of the reasons why the people are just attending church is because most of the congregations that attend church, the Holy Spirit is not manifest. They haven't witnessed a thing. They just in the churches, they give their tithes, and nothing ever happened. They've never seen the manifestation. They've never seen the Holy Spirit high move. They don't even know who he is. You ask somebody who the Holy Spirit is, they look at you like they're crazy. What are you talking about? They don't know. You know, and it's such a sad thing. And I have to say this again and again and again because as we were sitting at having our little meeting at the Dairy Queen, I just have to say this, and the Holy Spirit began to move through Dr. Hunter, and he spoke to the young lady and told her that she wanted to be a doctor and had some other things told that he couldn't say right then. She was so excited. This has never happened here before. Who can tell me about myself? Who can tell me my things that are deep, you know, that I haven't told her? Who can tell me? She was so excited because she went and got her friend. And say, she wants you to do her like you did me. She was excited. I want to let you know that the churches and the people are hungry. Yes. They are hungry for the word of God. Yes. And it's so sad, you know, when you think about it, when you think about how the children and the people, they just go to church, they pay the tithes, nothing ever happened, nothing manifested in their life, the pastor's life, nobody's life, but they had a hat day, or a women's day, or a red day, or a black day, and all other kind of days, you know, and it's such a sad thing, you know. So don't get me wrong, the word is good at all times, but I don't want to just sit in a church where nothing ever happens, because I want to see the word jump off the page and begin to move and do some work.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see the word. God work, and I want to see the word work. And I'll tell you what, I hadn't seen it in a long time, praise the Lord. I hadn't seen it in a long time until when we were sitting at the Dairy Queen. I was like, wow, God, wow. This is what I've been looking for. This is what, and look, if I'm looking for it, I know they're looking for it.
Yeah.
They want it too.
Yeah.
We don't want to keep this to ourselves. We want everybody that believe and that want to word of God. We want to see you with this. We want to see you get it. That's why we're sharing it. I can't help but keep repeating it over and over again because of the people's hearts. You know, we want to see you get this in your heart. We want to see you with it. And so whenever you go to the store and you buy groceries, you don't want to you get home and say, where my bags at? I ain't got a balance, spend $100 and I don't have no one. Let me go back to the store here. So think about it. You know, and like I said, we were so excited and I was so glad for the young ladies that he spoke a word to. They was excited. Looking for more. They was looking for more. Give you something to look for. Hey, when you go to church, I mean, they ain't got nothing to look for. They just say, ooh. You know, I hear some people say, child, I don't even know if I'm going today. You know, because there ain't nothing to go for. The place is bad. They don't have to have a seat. Just dead in the door.
You know, amen. So, you know, we share that with you because we're looking for everybody to receive something from the Lord. We just give God the glory tonight, you know, and we just thank God for the word that has gone forth, the true word. You know, people need to be told the truth.
Yes.
And that's why people are not receiving anything because they get up there and they tell people what they want to hear. Tell them what the Holy Ghost, well, you can't tell them if you ain't got it.
Yeah.
You ain't got it and you can't tell them. You know? So, you know, it's just as simple as that. So that's why people are spiritually dead. Because if you have your leaders and they're not speaking a true word into you, the Holy Ghost is not in them. Staying at the house.
Yeah.
Hate to have to tell you. Lord have mercy. We need you. Thank you, Lord, for a revival. You know, I thank God for this revival. We're just giving him all the glory because he's having a revival and he has invited us. You know what I'm saying? And it is truly, truly a blessing to be invited. Lord, we thank you. And now we're going to go out and invite some others. He said, go out and just fight like a wedding feast. I'm just getting excited around here. Y'all help me. You know, it's like a wedding feast. You know, go ahead and fight. Hey, the ones in the church, go out in the highways and we're going everywhere in Tennessee, inviting people to the revival. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you. Woo, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. But, thank you, Jesus. But we are so glad to have Minister Wolf with us. She was able to come. You can still listen to her. Prayer, bless the Lord. And she's here with a word from up on high. And she's going to bless us tonight. We just give God the glory for it. You know? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
I just thank you for what he's doing in all of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. In all of our lives, what he's doing. You know, I was thinking about what Dr. Hunter, he called me earlier. He was saying, he was praying, he was saying, Lord, he said, let the people rise and shine. And today I was going to the store, and I was talking to Dr. McCullough on the telephone, and I pulled up in front of the service station, praise to Jesus. And it says, on the door, it said, I put right straight to the Lord, let it straight to it. It said, I'm going to say it just like it was on the side. It said, it says, arise, restore, and renew.
Hallelujah.
Write that down. It says, now this was on the store, the automobile place. It says, arise, restore, and renew. I tell you, God is doing something in our lives and our spirits because he said, to us today, arise, restore, and renew. That's what Dr. Hubbard prayed for my mother-in-law. That's what he said, arise. Lord, let her rise up, restore her, and renew her mind. That she can get up out of that bed and she can walk around and clean up her house. To God be the glory. I tell you, this is a right now word for a right now situation. And we got to hear what the Lord is speaking when he's speaking things like this.
Amen.
I just thank God. When he said, come to the well, y'all. I'm coming back to this well because this ain't the well. My life is. Thank you, Father. Okay. Tennessee put the ball, and he was talking about what Abraham sent his servant to look for his son as a wife.
Hallelujah.
Because his wife, Sarah, had passed. And Isaac was grieving. And Abraham knew. He told his servant, he said, go back to my father's house and find my son a wife. Do not go into the other cities and nations and get her and tell no wife. Because the Bible told us, that's what the man of God did say when I wanted to know, he said, come back among them. Why are you going to tell us to go back in among them and get a wife? Because when you bring out the thing, he delivers you out of that thing. He don't set you back in the thing to dwell in that thing. Because when God, when he separates you from the flesh, he don't want you to go back and live in the flesh, amen? So he told his son, he told his servant, go fetch my son a wife, but go back to my house, amen? To my father's house. I want to start at Genesis 24 and 12. It said, then he said, oh, Lord of my God, Master Abraham, please give me success this day. This is, this is, This is the sermon he was praying. He was praying concerning his father, Abraham. Because Abraham, his name was Abraham at that time. So that's what we call him, the father. He was his father. And we call him, he's the father of us all. He's the father of faith. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, oh, Lord, my master, please give me success this day. That's what we got to pray, y'all.
Yes.
We got to pray that God give us success this day and show kindness to our master Abraham.
Yes.
That God will show us kindness in this place that he has provided for us. For the revival, for Hilton, for the revival, for Eustace, and for the revival to go on, continue on out through eternity. Amen?
Amen?
Because God has called us to a great work. This work is not for man, but it's for God.
Yes.
And it says in 13, it said, behold, here I stand by the well. See, we got to be standing by the well, y'all.
Yes.
We got to be standing by the well. We got to be standing on this rock. This water is the water for good shout. What is the water?
Yes.
It's the Spirit. The Bible said, behold, here I stand at the well of the water, and the God of the men of the city are coming out and drawing water. Listen, when you go stand by the well, people are going to be coming out, and they're going to be wanting to draw. But you got to be out there. You got to stand on the word, so when they come to the well of life that's in your belly, you better give them a drink of living water. Amen? Now, let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher, that I may drink. And she say, drink. And I also will give your camels a drink. See, he was praying to the Father. That's the way. That's the way. We pray to the Father for you. Amen?
Amen.
And so that way say, give her a drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. And let her be the one you have appointed for your servant eyes. And by this we will know that you have shown kindness to your master. Let me tell you, y'all, the Bible says, when we come to the well, the Lord going to show us some kindness.
Yes.
Because the Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn you to myself.
Mm-hmm.
With love and kindness have I drawn you to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was praying to the Lord, and he asked the Lord for a certain thing.
Yes.
And the Bible says in number 15, it happened before he had finished speaking. Watch this. And it happened before he had finished speaking that, behold, Rebecca, who was born to brother, son, or mother, the wife of number Abraham's brother came out with her picture on her shoulder. Now, let me tell you something. When you ask God concerning this world, when you get to the well, you're going to have to give him, you're going to be precise, and you got to be precise what you're asking for. You got to ask in detail. You got, because God is a God of detail. And you got to ask in detail. He asked the Lord because he didn't know who the woman was. See, we don't know what the people is, but when we ask God by faith, God directs us to the
green
church. Let them have on the green church.
Yeah.
Because we know who they are. And so he said, and number 17, I'm going to go there, and the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. Because she came out. The Bible said, number 15, now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, and certainly no man had her. And she went down to the well, filled up pigeons, and came up. Now, let me tell you something. When you get to the well, you got to go down. You got to go down in the river. You got to go down in that word. And you got to let that word fill your belly up. So when you come up, you'll be filled, and you'll be able to give a drink of water to God's people. You can't give a drink if you got nothing in your belly. Amen? And I heard the man of God say, come to the well. Come by. He said, without price and without money. That's what he said. Amen. To God be the glory. And I was reading the book. Thank God for Dr. the Lord McConnell. Because she had a prosthetic eye, she could see. And she I was telling her about this book. I say, I wrote this book about the seer. And I love getting connected with the spirits and the prophetic anointing, because that's what God has us to throw in. And she has eyes to see and eyes to hear. And what a combination. Eyes to see and one to hear. And praise God for that, because God is looking for some jewels in these last days. So anyway, she brought me this book. It's called Jim W. God. And it was talking about wherever the river goes, life's going to live. Life's going to flow. And I thought about it simple. And it was talking about Dr. Hunter saying today, he said, wherever the river goes, he said, life's going to be. And wherever life's going to be, God's going to cast out doubters and unbelievers, because doubt and unbelief is not up the well.
Right.
It's up the slope. It's up the healing process. And, you know, and that's a bad thing when you're in a place where people are doubting and unbelief, and they say they are faith. Amen? So you got to stand still and watch yourself and your Lord. And I thank God, because God is the Holy Ghost and very tempted. He said in Ezekiel 47 and 9, and it shall be that every living thing that move wherever the will go will live. There will be a very great crucible fish, because these waters go there, but they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Where is the river? The river of life. The river of life. Jesus. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord goes, the Bible says it's going to be lived up. That's going to be, the Bible says wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, liberty and freedom. Freedom. Freedom from disease, freedom from curses, freedom from pain, freedom from sickness and disease. It's going to be freedom. It's going to be freedom. And when freedom is, there's going to be healing and deliverance taking place. I heard the man of God say tonight, to God be the glory. I praise the Lord for 60 about. I was reading it and said, people on the open heaven. I believe tonight we are on the open heaven. And I'm just going to quote the thing that Dr. Finley was talking about. Charles Finney. A lot of y'all know about him. He's a Baptist, and he walked on the open heaven. And I want to just say some things that he has said, and I know it's that witness to my spirit that it is true. Amen? He said, Charles Finney in the 19th century in Baptist, the father walked on the open heaven. I did not know if Paul Finney was gripped on the open heaven at the time or not, but this I know. He carried an open heaven with him wherever he went. Dr. Hunter, you carry the open heaven wherever you go, because I witnessed this with my own eyes and understanding. I saw it firsthand. You spoke a word, Father gave my word of knowledge and a Dairy Queen, and Dr. Hunter was sitting there, and you spoke, the Lord gave your word, and dropping on spirit, she took it and ran, and when she went, she took that word to somebody else and gave it to her. And when they came to see how God was doing, they wanted a drink. And they came back and said, now give me a drink of this water. You gave it to her, now Lord, give it to me. That's what's going to happen in him to take me. Oh, yes, it is. It's already happening. But guess what? I believe the fullness is going to come on March the 20th and the 21st as a revival. I really believe that. And it says, praise to Jesus. It says, the anointing on his life was so strong. Dr. Hannah, I just want to encourage you. I know, because when I'm praying for you at home, I know that the Lord is very strong on you. And I know that there's God, nobody but God. And it says the Lord on his life was so strong that he would walk into a factory. Beforehand, he could say a word. People would start weeping and coming under strong conviction of sin. Men and women, boys and girls repenting of their sin. Like the man of God talking about tonight. We got to repent of our sins and our trespasses against God. We got to cry and fast. The word, we got to cry out in heaven. We got to cry in the earth and ask the Lord to forgive the people because of their sin. Because sin, it stops the flow of the anointing. And God don't want the people to be in sin. He wants them to be here to live and set free so he can live in their life that they'll know that he's a good God. Amen? And it was saying that Ben had his critics, but he had critics. Dr. Hunter, we don't care about no critics. We know they call us crazy. They say we not of God. They say we this and that. Other. But we know who we are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk down the culture of faith but come to the Spirit. Matter of fact, we not crazy. The flesh is crazy.
Yeah.
Amen? The flesh got it backwards. We got it right. Amen? To God be the glory. And I just want to say one more thing, and I'm going to pray, because God is in his holy place. God is in his holy place. And so, therefore, we want to say to the men and women of God, those that are hearing, those that are on the radio, man, we want to pray that God, when the revival begins to move, when the Holy Ghost begins to move, that we are up on an open heaven. We want an open heaven over us, and we want an open heaven to follow us. Because wherever, the Bible said, wherever we go, the rivers of life going to flow. It's going to go. It's going to go out. It's going to heal. It's going to deliver.
Yes.
So, and we have to pray and ask God to prepare the people's heart so they can receive. They can receive and perceive who is their midst. Amen? They got to know that it is Jesus. Amen? We are nobody. The Bible says, the Bible says that it is Jesus that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives life. And we just been chosen. I thank God that he has chosen us and he has chosen him to do a work in the earth. And for that, I say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you chose us. You handpicked us. Oh, he could have passed us and went to Lakewood. He could have went to anywhere.
Yeah.
He could have went to anywhere.
Right.
He didn't have to come visit us down here in the backwoods. He didn't have to do that. You know, he didn't have to do that. We say the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So I thank God for Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
And the well of the living water is running tonight. It's flowing. It's running. It's, and all you got to do is just catch it. All you got to do is just catch it and believe it by faith and receive. Receive. Because the Lord is doing a great and mighty work in his protection.
Yeah.
And we are an open door. I had just got a letter, and I'm not going to read so much of it. And it was Dr. Morris Sorella. I know about how to know him. And it was said, oh, praise to Jesus. I just want to read a little bit. And he said, why are you doing that? Because everybody's saying the same thing. When everybody's on one accord in the spirit and in agreement with the spirit is saying, you got to flow with it. Because you got to encourage one another.
Yeah, right.
And so when your brother and sister encourage you, you want to tell everybody what they had in the spirit realm with their 2020 vision and with their hearing of the anointing, the prophetic note on their ears, you want to tell somebody. Hey, because the Bible says, try the spirit, keep the spirit too. Now, the spirit too, we got to tell it.
We
can't keep our mouth shut. We got to tell it. Amen? It says, praise the Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord God. It said, God has promised you. And when you put your name in, because that's what I did, because that's what was on him. That when you step over to this new season, and you have to take me. Oh, I thank the Lord. You would cross over to a prophetic timeline that would take you into a season of 7 years of bliss. This amazing season of supernatural, abundant, flow, miracles, money, flood, times, and God bless. If we talk about money, no. But I'm going to tell you something. The reason why God gives us the money is because he wants to show the world who he is in us. He wants to show him that he's not a broke church. He's not a poor church. He's supplying every need. So he got to show himself strong and mighty on our behalf. Amen? And we get something just to receive what he has for us. Amen? We just on this place. We just on this place. Amen? Enjoy his goodness. Enjoy his mercy. Enjoy his love. Amen? Thank you, Father. And it says, praise to Jesus. And pouring out of the windows of heaven will be more than enough to meet the specific, personal, and definite need in your life, individual life. I see real estate miracles. I see businesses being birthed. All businesses being birthed right here in his protection. All the revival is birthed from the vision for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the kingdom of God. Oh, I don't see that in Jesus' name. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise be to your name. And even talking about the fund that's overflow. Sister Dolores, me and I went, we went to put our hand on the door this week. We brought toward the vision. When we got toward the vision opened up. Because the next night she got a call from somebody. She was expecting the call because she was in the Word. She was just doing what God told her to feast on the Lord. And then she was feasting on the Lord. She got a call. And the man called and said, have you got a building yet? And he said, no, we still looking. He said, well, call this number. When she called the number, the vision opened up. I'm telling you, we are going to open up. God is moving on our behalf. And then the man came back and said, I tell you what, I'm going to serve the building. You got to worry about nothing. So God be the glory. Then God gave us 2 nights. And then that man said, well, we just saw this. And he said, I tell you what, this is the revival. Don't worry about it. 2 in 1. Double portion. 2 in 1. Glory be to God. 2 in 1. To God be the glory. I'm just excited. I can't even get it out. I can't get it all out like I want to. But guess what? To God be the glory. I'm just excited about what God is doing in him to Texas. He's doing it. He's going to work. He's going to work. Then people still come up telling us, what can I do for the radio station? What can I do for the radio station in Brand New Texas? Tell me what you need, woman of God. Then turn around the answer say, if you need flyers, somebody call up and say, I just saw this section over here to my office. And I'm going to fly up everything that you need to fly. Hey, we fly out in the spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm excited. I can't wait to 20. But guess what? That ain't all we're going to do. That ain't all we're going to reveal. Because 20 is not even here yet. And God's spirit moving on our behalf. Amen. He's still getting glory on our behalf in Jesus' name. Amen. to God be the glory. So I just want to let you know, hey, let me tell you something. They say, well, you better sit down and bucket yourself up because we get ready to take a ride. No, y'all don't bucket yourself. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. Hallelujah. It's time to ride. It's time to be restored. It's time to be renewed and refreshed and revived. Because a revival is going to hit your spirit. It's going to hit your womb. Because God has ordained it. He's mandated.
Yeah.
And I thank God for Dr. Hunter for putting him in my life, to speak in my life. And he told me, he said, he grabbed me by the hand of the table. He said, give me your hand. He said, I'm going to pray one thing. And he said, when he grabbed me by the hand, he said, bless Lord. That's all he said, bless Lord. And it just blesses everything. Thank you, Father. So if there's anybody out there on the radio land that needs a prayer tonight, we know the God of the breakthrough.
Yeah.
He can break through any situation. We know he can break through any situation and circumstance in your life.
That's right.
He's not a God, and he can't perform his word. If he's speaking, he will do it. He will demonstrate. God said he has called us into righteousness. His word said he has called us into righteousness to demonstrate his righteousness.
That's right.
The Lord told me that day, he said, I want you to eat on my righteousness day and night. And I'll tell you, it's delicious. It's delicious. Feeding on his word, feeding on his word, seeking and praying. And the Lord, and I'll tell you, it's getting stronger, Dr. Hunter, it's getting stronger and stronger. And I'm telling you, when you speak, and I heard you tonight when you were speaking to me, I heard some things that the Lord said, it's time for you to go out and start laying hands on the dead. It's time for you to start laying hands on those that's lame and feeble in their body. It's time for you to get back in that place. And I thank God for you, Dr. Hunter. May the Lord encourage you more and more.
God,
may
it
be more and more in Jesus' name. May be revealed more and more in your life, Dr. Hunter. I thank God for you because
we need some people that
can speak a word. We need some fire starters in the body. You're a fire starter, Dr. Hunter. You set a fire in front of me. You and Dr. the Lord God in a fire in front of me. And I tell you, I thank God for that. And I thank God for this man of God right here. Evangelist Allen. I tell you, y'all light up.
Yes, Evangelist Allen.
To God be the glory. I
say
to
God
be
the glory.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you what, I just thank God for that night.
That's right.
Because, you know what, I thank God for the people that he has sanctified and set apart for this time and this hour. You know, we thank God for Dr. Hunter and what God allowed him to do. And, you know, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing that God has invited us all to his revival. It's just truly a blessing, you know. And to be sanctified and set apart for God, man, that is, I mean, it's just, it's awesome. You know, and God's people are coming together, being in unity and on one accord. You know, those that you're calling in this day and this hour, you know, and it's truly a blessing. I know a lot of people are going to look at us strange and look at us funny, and we don't fit the description, but we belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
He has called us for this hour. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for it. You know, in the Old Testament, people were they had these rituals going.
Mm-hmm.
They had these rituals going, and they was doing everything and all that. But then we have to look at it because of the fact that being sanctified and set apart for God was about washing, you know, being cleansed. You know, being cleansed by the word of God. You know, being cleansed. We need to be, and we thank God for those God has set apart for this day and this time, this hour. Because like I said earlier, people just existing in the church, they just go to the church. They don't know if they want to go or they don't want to go, but they want to go because it's a attendance thing. They want everybody to know, I did go to church. But they are empty. They go in hungry and come out hungry. You know, starving to death, well, literally dying. Because of the fact that there's no spirit in the place. There's nothing there. It's empty. You know, and it's so sad. And I even at one time, I was sitting in a church, you know, and the church was so dead, I went home and told God about it. I told God. I went home and told God, I'm tired.
I said, I can't do this. I can't sit up under here no more. This person's sick. Woo. I said, now what you going to do? I said, and I can't move until you say move. I said, those child's going to a dead church. I said, now, Lord, I sit up there to learn. I'm still in whatever grade I was in now. You know, you don't want to just keep mocking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't went to the 12th grade. You said, well, I just want to stay in here. No, I want to move a little higher. I want to move a little higher. You know, I done finished this now. You know, and we keep going. You know, we keep going back up. It's good to go. The word is good. But I want to graduate to the next level. So I went home and told God about it. Now, Lord, look, I can't move. I'm not going back until you find me somewhere to go. So this is ridiculous. I said, now, Lord, I'm coming to you because I'm about to have two abortions, not just one.
Right.
I'm about to have two. You done filled my vessels, and I'm just, the church is dead.
Yeah.
There's no spirit in here. And if there's no life in the church, guess what? You won't have any either. You keep sitting in there.
Because
what you have, it's going to die along with that church. So I said, Lord, you got to help us. So God began to help me, began to bless me, and I just thank God for the people that he's sending into my life now, you know, the strength, the gift that's in me. And so, you know, God is so good because when you call upon him and you're sincere, he's going to answer. He's going to answer you. And so answering my prayers, I know, and like I said about the revival, he's laying it out. I mean, some things I hadn't even asked. He laid them out. I hadn't even thought about them. And he said, well, I got this done. I'm like, Lord, you're doing that too?
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's his revival. Of course he's going to do it. I said, well, okay, well, thank you for inviting us to be a participant, to partake in this. So it's his revival. So this revival is going to be like he wanted. You know what
amen.
I'm saying? So it's God. We just praise God for that.
Dr. McClellan, may I say something?
Yes.
May I say something?
Yes.
Okay, what I want the people to do right now that's on the radio line and the people that's right there, we want to put a prayer before God.
Amen.
Because the Bible says we're gonna no man which has lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel,
but
on a candlestick.
Amen.
That they which come in may see the light. We want the light to shine in Hempstead and all
amen.
Around. And what I want to do before, I just want to intervene. What's the brother's name?
Yes.
What's his name, brother?
Yes, brother Allen.
Brother Allen, I would like you to lead us in prayer, a consecrated prayer, that the Sister Wolf will continue to be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just being moved by the Holy Spirit to tell you. You know, I don't usually come and interrupt unless the Holy Spirit is telling me something to tell you. Because the more we send prayer to Sister Wolf, the more God's going to honor us. Amen.
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 Amen. We are going to pray because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, that he would be in the midst. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We reverence you right now, Father.
Yes.
Father, we lift up every soul right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Mother Wolf right now, Father. Father, you know her condition right now, Father. But Lord, we know that you are God that healeth thee. Father, you're a God that healed. There's nothing that's impossible with you, Father. Father, go into that room where she is right now, Father, and stretch out your hand upon her right now, Father. Father, the woman with the issue of blood, Father, said, if I can just touch the hem of a garment.
Oh, yeah.
Father, if she just touched me with one word, oh, God, I know you can be healed in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. And Father, it's through the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo! God, I feel your presence up in this prayer. Lord, I thank you right now, Father, because it's done. Lord, it's done in your name, and Lord, we give you the glory right now, Father. Father, we pray right now that every eye would be opened in this town right now, in joining towns. Father, all over the state of Texas, over joining states, Father, from the east to the west, to the north to the south, Father. Father, you just ain't that kind of God. You told us in your word
The prayer of the righteous abated much, Father. And, Father, we are touching in the green, Father. Father, I don't know how many people are touching in the green with me, but you do, Father. Your word says, well, two or three. And it's more than two in this building right now. It's more than two on this phone right now, Lord. That, Father, we are touching in the green. That every eye would be open in the name of Jesus. Not only be open, but open to receive in the name of Jesus. Be able to see and have eyes to see, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the glory right now. And what we're going to do right now, we bind the devil right now. We bind the God in his word and bind him from the word of truth. Father, you told us we can bind that devil. And we bind the works of Satan. We bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the anger that's encamped about every one of these souls right now, Father. And, Lord, we give you the glory right now, Father. Lord, touch that heart. Open up that heart, Father, and give them a heart of flesh that conviction may come upon them, that they may call upon the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We give
right
you
now.
The glory right now, Father. Not waiting till we get to heaven, but, Father, up on this earth, we give you the glory, Father. We lift up
fire.
Your name, Lord Jesus. It's
yes,
all about
fire.
Your name, Father.
Fire.
The name that saved us, sanctified us, that Holy Ghost filled us, the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Fire.
It is in your name, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Sister Wolf want us to pray for the children of Mother Wolf in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we want to come again, Father, and pray for these children, Father. You said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You told us to pray for one another that they may be healed. Father, I'm asking that these children of Mother Wolf, Father, Lord, that you would touch them right now, Father, that they may see you at work in her body, Father, that you may they may see the glory of you shining all around her, Father, in the name of Jesus, because your glory is not hid from them, Father. When they call upon you, Lord, they can see, Father. Lord, help them to call upon him, you with all their heart, their mind, and their soul. And we bind the devil right now. We know that the Satan trying to hinder us. We know that Satan trying to hinder this prayer, Father. But Satan, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. We have authority over you. I just want to remind you, Satan, what our Lord and Savior Jesus did for you down there in hell. He took all the keys from you. He destroyed the works of you, oh God, and we took keys to captivity, Father. He led them captive. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. The same authority that you have given us over all the works of the enemy, we use it right now in your name, Father. Lord, touch those children right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, save them right now, Father. Deliver them right now, Father, from the works of the enemy. And, Lord, we loose that anger that's been kept about them, Father, because the Bible says you shall give your angels charge over thee to keep me this we dash not put against the stone. Father, according to Psalms 103:20, we command you, angels, to go before us, to perform what you have already was predestined to perform upon that soul. And Lord, we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I just believe right now, I don't even know the Wolf children's name, but those in him should know them. And I ask you right now, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will call out a name of the Wolf family. Right now, that we can speak words into that spirit right now, that they can see salvation right now. And Father, as we call those things that are, we believe right now, Sister Wolf, children will see what God is doing through you. You have raised up. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just bind and we loose and we command life. We command joy. We command peace. We command salvation. We command the fullness of God to come into the body of those believers. And Father, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for all of them that are on this prayer line and so on this video line. And Father, will you bless, will you just take this, just bless us tonight? We want to bless you tonight, Father. We just want to say yada, yada, yada. Because it's you, yada, yada, yada. It's you, Father. It's you. Bless your own self tonight. Because we know that you've answered our prayer. We know that you've answered our prayer. May not look like it, may not think like it, but we know you've answered our prayer. And for this, we want to say thank you. 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 From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we will praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. From the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let the fire of the Holy Ghost move through that wolf family. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move through that family. Reach out, we, and your word. You said, Jesus, you said. You said in your word. You said. You said you can do nothing except the Father show it to you. If the Father will show it to you, it won't be done. We praise you. We praise you.
Praise you.
Hallelujah. Because we know the Father has shown it to you. And you know you heal who you want to.
Yes,
and he said, you, Father, you said. Jesus said, he said, the Father.
Yes,
quicken the dead. He quickened the dead. He quickened. You can quick the dead. Quicken the life in Sister Wolf. Quicken us continuously, Father.
Yes.
Not only have us some right now around there and he'll say, right now, Father. So we're going to stir up the fire. We want to stir up the fire out there.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Even on this video line, across the world, around the world, even over there in Russia right now, we want to send the angels, hold back for such a time as this. Call on you, Father. For such a time as this, we call on you. Angels on assignment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody like a God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Your people are.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Chapa, Baba, Baba, Baba,
Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba,
Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba,
Baba, Baba,
Oh, thank you, Father.
Testimony, and that the Lord brought that to my
to my mind as we were speaking and praying and giving God the glory and thanking him for healing, delivering, and setting free. I recall when my mother went into the hospital. You know, it's something how God, I just thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I thank God for using me. I'm available.
Yes.
Available. And so my mother went into the hospital two years ago, and she went into the hospital. And so anytime something would go on, my family members would call me. And I'm like, you know, Lord, use me. Because I don't know why these people are calling me, you know. So anyway, my mother went into the hospital, and we would go and take turns sitting with her. Well, my baby brother, he would go and sit almost every night, he and his wife. So anyway, because the rest of us was working and going to school. So anyway, so they called me one morning, and my sister my baby sister called me. She said, well, Ann, she said, they called me Ann. And so she said, well, Adam called, and he said, the doctor says that mama's kidneys is bad. I said, well, the devil is a liar. She said, well, that's what I already told him. She said, because I knew that's what you would tell him. I said, the devil is a liar. So I said, well, I'm on my way. And so anyway, so I got there now, and I had to pray to God and talk to God about it. And he let me know that they was all right. So when I got down there, I was ready for the doctor, too. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to let them know who your God is. Because some of these doctors don't believe. And God wants to show his glory even to them. So when I got down there, the kidney doctor, he come on in. I said, yeah, I'm glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you. That's what I was saying to myself. So he came on over to me, and he said, see, but let me tell you something. That's why when one don't believe, the other, those who will believe, if it's two of us or three of us that believe, guess what? We got it done. It's already done. Because Jesus had to put the non-believers out so he can heal and raise from the dead. You know what I mean? So those who believe can stay in here. Because we know what can happen.
That's right.
So when the doctor came, because I already gave my sister them the word that the devil is a liar. God is all right. God is doing the work. Her kidneys is good. I want y'all to say this. So when I got there, I said, I'm ready for him. I'm ready, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So when I got in the hospital and he came in my mother's room, he said, well, like I was telling your siblings, he said, your mother's kidneys might be bad. I said, no, they're good. In Jesus' name. He said, well, no. He said, well, I said, no, I'm telling you, they're good. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
He said, well, I said, no, they're good. See, you, who's the Lord of a believer? You're the God. God told me they're good.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let you overtalk me. I'm not going to let you tell me that they're bad.
That's right.
She's going to live because Jesus' name and her kidneys are good. So, he came back and went on, and I done told him what I wrote the report myself. I wrote this report. They good.
Amen.
When he left out of the room and he come back later on that evening, and he said, I just wanted to tell you, yeah, we ran the test and did that thing. Her kidneys are good. I said, I already know. I said, I told you, I wanted to tell him. I tried to tell you that before you left here. But, you know, we have to believe what God said by the spot of us. We're sitting there. You have to believe that. Even if there's somebody that don't believe, if they're sitting there and they can't speak for themselves, we can speak, but we can intercede.
That's right.
I said, okay, good. So then God sent me back. He said, now go back and remind them of the fellowship that y'all had and praise me. See? And we began to praise God. Mama come out the hospital doing fine and running around here and doing everything. You know what I'm saying?
Praise the Lord.
So we believe that report. We are healed. In Jesus' name. We are healed.
Amen.
I asked Christ, you know, he done went through all that. You talking about you ain't healed.
Yeah.
The chastisement of the peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We ain't got no business talking about, well, I don't know. No, I know. I don't want the doctor telling me nothing. I want to tell you.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So when he tell me something, I'm healed.
Amen.
And I might look like Joe.
Yes.
I might look like Joe. Look like he was about to die.
Because
his wife said, you are a cursed God and get on my head. You might well die. But you talk like a book because by his right.
Yeah.
By his right.
That's right.
I am healed. And that's what I'm trying.
Thank you, Father.
That's what I'm trying. So we have to believe the report of the Lord,
yes,
even because what God does, and I know it's, he uses us for his glory,
yes,
to show the doctors, the,
yes,
lawyers, the anybody, family members, I don't care if you're dead, he'll raise you up.
Yes, he will.
Amen?
Yes,
so he can do that. So we have to believe that. It's according to your faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Your faith.
It's according,
amen,
to your faith.
Amen.
And if you ain't got enough, I got some.
God be glory.
It ain't time. You know, so we give God the glory for it. You know, so by your faith, you know, it's according to your faith. So we have to believe that. Believe God's word. Believe it. And you can receive it.
Amen.
Just believe,
amen,
it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dr. Hunter, I could testify what the Lord is saying about her mother, what happened to me with mine. We went to, she was in a hospital, and what happened was she had her testicles taken out. All her testicles taken out except one. And she couldn't keep none on the stomach or anything. And the Lord told me, he said, get your all out. And I got my all out and began to touch her head and began to pray. And she throwed up all over the floor in the hospital. She said, I never did like that. That all you putting on me. She said, what is that? She said, that smell reminds me when I was a little girl, they used to put that on me, my grandma and them. She said, I don't like that smell. That was the devil. I said, well, I'm glad you don't. And she throwed up and got it off her stomach. They had to put on a pump, and the doctor came. They came and told all the family members that she getting ready to die. So what I had to do, I had to put all my siblings, I had to put all my relatives, because my aunties and my uncles were coming in, or when they going to have them through, or when they going to do this. So what I did, I took the, oh, they had already killed her. They already buried her. So what I did, to God be the glory, I began to put the, bleed the blood on the doorpost. And I began to go around in the room and begin to declare God's word over my mama. She was laying there. She couldn't do nothing. She was looking at me. She wanted me to get out, but guess what? I'm going to get out. Because the devil was alive. My mama won't have the time on that time yet. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you something because I know I got to go back to him, but I got to do a work. And so what happened was I began to speak God's word. And we could say, I told the devil, you would not come in this room. You would not steal my mama. You would not take her life because God says she's going to live and not die. And let me tell you, Dr. Hunter, every time she goes to the hospital, they said, the doctor says she's going to die. They said, y'all can write get the funeral rings and everything. Every time she goes there, she don't die. She's still living. And she got one little tassel, but guess what? She's still living. She's walking around and she's doing good. And to God be the glory. And she told me, she said, I don't know. She said, every time I go to the hospital, I come back home. You know what? She's a Muslim. I'm a Christian. My God can do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think of, according to his power working in me. I know God is a healer. I know God can heal, and he will heal. I mean, that needs somebody to stand in agreement. I got to go back and cast these demons out of here because I know what these demons are doing. Everybody
says,
go. I'm trying to hear my mama. I'm trying to see my mama suffer. You know, I'm tired. She need to go on home and be with the Lord. No, she need to rise up and shine.
Yes, right.
The Lord said, rise up and shine because you have work to do. Because that whole household got to be saved. And I believe this hour that God is going to use my mother-in-law to be a testimony in Hilton, Texas, how God has raised up. Everybody else died, but she's going to live. She's going to live because there's a call in her life because God want to save her whole house. It's too many that's not saved that needs to be saved. Amen.
Mom,
and so, you know what? Why everybody that's sleeping right now, they had to go home. They got to go take a bath and go eat and go lay down and go sleep. But here I am, giving God the praise. Somebody got to stand in the gap. Somebody got to declare his word. Somebody got to stay on watch. Amen. To God be the glory. So I just give God the praise tonight, what he's doing in our life. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Lord,
we just thank God tonight because God is doing a wonderful thing. He's letting us know who he is. He's different and setting free. We just give God the glory for that. We want to ask tonight if there's anyone who needs prayer, anyone who has a comment, feel free to speak. We just want to hear you too as well. If you have a comment or you want prayer, just let us know. If you have a testimony, praise the Lord. Because I know somebody got
Because God is too good. He's too good. I'm so excited about what he is doing.
Praise the living God. Amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. I just thank God because, you know, like I said earlier, God is laying out this revival. I mean, something like I've never seen before in my life. I mean, people just coming for. I mean, he just people out of nowhere. They just coming for us. I'm just still looking. I'm still looking because I know he's about to do something else.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's just truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing, and I just want to thank God tonight. I just want to praise him and give him all the glory. You know, I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Because this thing is it's worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, it's worldwide. People from everywhere, in different towns are coming in and joining in and saying, I'll do this and I'll do that. I'm like, Lord, I don't know. They want to do some this and they want to do that. They just telling me, I'll do it. They just stepping up. They, you know, when you call us, like people say, oh, here I come. You know, they're not hesitating. They're not saying, well, Lord, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow and, and I got to go and do this. And they coming. They just coming. You know, and so I know it's him. All he's doing. Yeah, there's a story going on, and it's all he's doing. I just thank God. I give God the glory tonight for all that he's doing because it's truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. And like I said, I just want to see the people in Hempstead, Texas, be able to witness the movement, because it's so needed. It is so needed. I've been crying out for years, talking to God about it, and now he has shown up and getting ready for this great revival. So people,
I got your lines open now. I got all your lines open now. Anybody got something to say? I got your lines open. They're all open.
Okay. Anybody out there with a prayer request or have something to say or comment? Testimony?
I just want to say I need to pray for my family. And I just want to say that thank you for the word tonight that y'all been preaching and everything. And I just give God the glory. That's all I can say. I'm just full of the word. And I just thank God for what y'all are doing and that this ministry will grow forward and do what God wants y'all to do in this ministry. To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, only we know how, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said, Father God, you told us to confess our sins. You said we confess our sins, your favor. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, on the first John 1:9. So, Father, we confess our sins, Lord God, concerning this family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bring before you because you told us to bring the souls to you, Father, in prayer, in Jesus. Everything is birthed through prayer, in the name of Jesus. You give life through prayer, Father God, when we bring the souls to you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask tonight, Lord God, this woman of God that got on the phone, she's setting the gap for her family, and Lord, she wants us to set an agreement with her. All in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we set an agreement with her, Father God. Lord, she asked for salvation for her whole family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know it's scripture first, but Lord, you respect your faith, those that have faith, Lord God. And Lord, she's coming in faith, asking you to save her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know them name by name, and you know who they are, Father. And Father, I pray right in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you arrest them right now. Fight
in the name.
Out of into the Father's house in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you begin to stir them up, Father God. Begin to turn the hearts of the sons back to the Father in the name of Jesus. Turn the children's hearts from the world looking at worthless things, Lord God, and turn their eyes to you, Father, looking up to Jesus, the author, finisher, and self faith. Father, let them come running like never before, Father God. Save the lost, Father God. Save those that are hurt. The prince, Lord God, by the devil, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
You told us in your word, you told us to bring the soul to you, and you told us, Father God, to speak life over there, Father God, so life
yes,
can be.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father. We speak life, and we command life to be in the name of Jesus, the light in the heart and the mouth. We shine your light in their hearts, Father God. Show them, Lord God, what they're missing is the mark, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them fly to you, Father God. Say, have mercy upon me, Lord God. What must I do to be saved, Father God? With a pure heart, humble before you, Lord God, crying out, saying, Lord, save me, Lord. Save me today, Father. Not tomorrow. Save me right now, Lord God. Why they got that cigarette in their hand, Father God? Why they got those drugs
right now,
in their hand? Why they got that liquor in their mouth, Lord God? Save
right
me right now, Lord God, in the name
right
of
now,
Jesus.
Lord.
Why you're able to deliver, Lord God. You're a God that delivers your people, Father God.
Lord,
you said, Father God, to cry and spare night. You said, Father God,
Jesus.
For the watchman to get on the watch and to spare night. 5 days night.
Because it not only goes out to that young lady, but many who are listening.
That's right.
Many who are listening because they're crying out for their children as well. So we thank God for that prayer because it's so needed. The children have gone astray, but we praying for families and praying to God that they be set free. A lot of us have been in bondage. A lot of families have been in generational curses. And it's time for them to be set free.
Yeah.
It's time for somebody to intercede and step in the gap for them, stand in the gap for them, so they can be healed, delivered, and set free. We praise God for that tonight. For her even saying, my family members, because some people say, save me. But she said, my family. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To those who believe. So we just give God the word for that because we're not selfish with our prayers. We're praying for everybody that believe and want to be saved. He'll deliver them that prayer. So we just give God the glory for it. Yes. Household. We bind those generational curses where people have been in bondage years and years and years. Families just dying and young and dying and spiritually dead. We call life out tonight. We calling back life into everyone who believes.
Yes.
We just praise God tonight. We thank God for that prayer tonight. And we want to ask if there's anybody else who needs prayer. Anybody have a comment? Anybody have a comment? Amen. Yeah, no, those spirits were not attached. They've been attached too long. We denounced them in Jesus' name. Y'all got to go. We done woke up. Our eyes are open. Our eyes are open. Thank God for Jesus. He's opened our eyes so we can see. Not only can we see, we're praying for others to be able to see and hear. You know, so we give God the glory for that tonight. It's just truly a blessing for us to come together in unity and begin to pray for others, you know. It's just a blessing. Yes. We can thank God for the revival that he's going to have. We just thanking God for it. We just giving God the glory for it. We just praising him for it. The revival is going to be March the 20th and 21st by the grace of God, and we're excited about it. He has called it for that time, and we don't know what else he's going to do, but we're excited about right now what he's doing on the 20th and 21st.
Amen.
Hempstead, Texas. So you all are invited. Come out and be a part. You know, just come out. Come expecting to hear the word of God and to receive it.
That's right.
And to receive it within your heart. So just get ready. Get ready.
Amen.
Get ready. Because I tell you, it's going to be a powerful movement of God. A powerful movement. He's already got started. I'm already giving an example. He has already gotten started. So I'm telling you, get ready. If you want to receive, get ready and come on out. Because I tell you what, it's powerful. It's going to be powerful. And it's nothing to do with us. It's all to do with God.
Amen.
It's all to do with God and those who he's equipping to get the job done, you know, to get his work done. So we just give him the glory for that. We just thank him in advance. We're thanking him, you know, because, like I said, it's going to be powerful. So if you want to see the move of the Holy Spirit, God moving, come on now. Come on now. Yeah. We want to be around those people who have life. You know, we want to be around those kind of people.
Yes.
You know, we tired of dead spirits. We tired of them. I know I am. I don't know about nobody else, but I got tired of them dead spirits. And I said, Lord, now look, come on now. I know you're here. Send me to the place, Lord. Send me where I want to be, where you are. Because this church is dead. I can't do this no more. You know, I got life in me, and I want to be where life is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
So God
Amen.
Is good. If
Amen.
Anybody have a prayer request, a comment, you know.
Well, I want to say we got about 16 minutes left because I'm going to give us time to come off the air tonight because I want everybody to remember these words in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
3 days at the well.
Amen. 3 days away. Ooh. Mm, hallelujah.
3 days at the wheel. Think about it. Pray about it. I'm just sitting there holding myself humbly before God. Three days at the wheel. 3 days at the wheel. Hallelujah. What's going to happen at the wheel? We're going to see a revival turn people's hearts around. At the wheel, we're going to see marriages restored. We're going to see people who are in sin come forth at the wheel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want us to keep our mind on one thing. Please remember, our God is a living God. We don't serve a dead God. He's a living God. And He wants to use us. He has quickened us. As I was telling you earlier, what the Bible says, Willie Hunter has nothing to do. Willie Hunter's all, I'm just an instrument that God wants to use. It may be my last day to do what I'm doing, but at least you can last seen. When last heard, he was going to be with the Lord. Amen. Yes. I want you to keep that on your mind. Always remember, when I've done all I can do, Lord, I'm in your presence.
Amen.
Because I want to give this back again to some who didn't come, but I want to show you what God has been dealing with us. And God is so good. Isn't he good?
Yes, he is.
Amen. I know I want to take you back to the third chapter of John. Get your Bible right quick. I want to give you a nugget. Say a nugget.
A nugget.
A nugget. This is gold. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Yes. I want you to go to the fifth chapter of St. John.
Fifth chapter.
I want you to go to verse 17. Go to chapter 17, verse 17, what it says. 5 and 17.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you ready?
We're ready.
My Father, our Father, worketh hereafter, and we do his work. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm transcribing into your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, work hereafter, and I work, and we work. What kind of work do we do? Now, verse 19, and here's what it says. Here it is in verse 19. I left 18 open for you can chew on. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, the Father, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he seeth of the Father, do. For what things soever he doeth, that also doeth the Son likewise. If the Father shows the Son, and the Son is telling us, so we're going to do what the Son said because of the Father has told him. Read on. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things. Because God loves his Son, the Son's going to show us all things.
Right.
There will be nobody will stand before God and say, we didn't know, because eyes will be open.
Amen.
And he will show him, and he was now his Jesus. He says, and he will show him greater works. My God, greater works than these, they may marvel. God's gonna use us for greater works. If you can just let it melt into your spirit. Verse 21 says that. Now this is what catches me. Verse 21 says that. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. And see, the world said, the world got the people believing God, God's going to judge us. God ain't going to judge us. Here's in the Bible, in verse 22. For the Father judge no man. Now here's what you get to whipping. But has committed all judgment. All judgment to the Son.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to take you to verse 26, and I'll just keep my mouth shut. For as the Father has life in himself, so has given to me the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If y'all can just chew on that, if you can just chew on that, if you can just chew on that, if you can just chew on that, hallelujah.
Amen.
We got 9 minutes left. I'm through. Y'all go ahead. Thank y'all for letting me just put a word in with y'all tonight.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Lord, we're so happy. Yeah, that is a good word to chew on. We appreciate that. That is truly, truly a blessing. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes,
hallelujah.
Truly dry here in Hempstead, Texas. I can tell you that. It's dry. But I thank God for the few that he has chosen and kept in this hour to keep praying, because you know this city could have died.
Yes.
The people here could have died, but someone was praying. He had some of us praying for this city,
yes,
because people was lost here. People were dying, literally dying, spiritually dead.
Yes.
But can these dry bones live? But God finna have revived and raise you up from the dead.
Oh, glory.
Wow. God, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Yes. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we just want to, because we're so excited here, we want to give somebody else a chance to have a comment or a prayer, a testimony, because we get so excited here, we get lost in the Word, y'all. We get lost. Praise the Lord. Anybody
else?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I mean, we are just having such a good time in the Lord. The Lord is just teaching us so much and revealing so much to us. So we're excited about the people. We want the people to know here. We want people to be revived. And like you said earlier, sister, arise, restore, renew. We want people to be renewed. We want people to come alive. We don't want you dead. You've been in them dead churches too long. Come out. Come out. They've been in there too long. And people are just, they don't know what's happening to them because they've been blinded. They've been blinded by all the activities that are going on, everything's going on except Jesus.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and every other seed have been up in there except Jesus. You see? You know? And so, you know, they having all these programs and everything. You know, and so that's why the people are just spiritually dead. You know, they eat too much physical food and not enough spiritual.
Yeah.
And just feeding them and, you know, and taking their money, giving them this physical food, and the people are spiritually dying. So I thank God for the revival, because now it's time to come alive.
Right.
It's time to come alive. You know, so I give God the glory for what he's doing, this great revival. I call it great because I know it is great.
Amen.
It is great.
Amen. You know, this great revival. So I give God the glory for that. We have seen, a lot of us have seen revivals. We have been to them, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. We went home just empty every day. You know what I'm saying? Besides of what we had. And when we left our prayer to my Lord, where's the revival?
Yep.
It's best to go to the revival and then look, still looking for it. You know what I'm saying? You come out of the revival looking for the revival. You know what I'm saying? When you're supposed to have been at it. So I thank God for the great that he's about to do.
Oh, yeah.
give God the glory. Because we've been praying for this. Those of us who have committed ourselves to God, our hearts were just absent.
Yes. That's right.
Because we've seen the people literally starving to death spiritually. So we've been crying out to God, and now he's about to do a great revival. A great revival. So those of you who are ready, come on out, I'm telling you, because it's going to be a great revival. I tell you, we're excited about it. And it has already began. It has already began.
Right.
At the Dairy Queen. He was working and showing himself, you know what I'm saying? And demonstrating himself right there at the Dairy Queen. I mean, I'm still excited.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Something to be about. You know what I'm saying? When you're still talking about this, when you're still feasting on it and eating on it for days, it ain't never ran out. Still going. You know what I'm saying? Well, a dead church, you don't know what's going to use. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
But this we've been still talking about. You know what I'm saying? Still talking about from how long that's been ago, however long it's been ago. We still talking about it. So you think that's something. You think that's something.
Yeah.
He says, wait till the revival. I'm like, oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why we're so excited. But when you see, taste, and see for yourself, you'll be excited too.
Yeah.
And you'll be wondering why we're still talking about it. But God. God is, he's amazing. He's amazing.
Heaven and the joy of the Lord go open up the treasure.
Oh, yes. It's already open.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's truly a blessing. So we want to ask that this time, if anybody needs prayer, you have a comment, you want to stand the word or testimony, we feel free.
The lines are open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you what, I know you're fishing on it. It's a good thing. But if you want to see it for yourself like we've seen it for ourselves, come on out. Because like I said, it's going to be, God is giving he's giving a great revival. I'm telling y'all. And I just can't get enough of them. I can't stop saying it. You know, because those young ladies at the Dairy Queen were so excited. It's so good when you can see somebody else excited about the
Lord.
It's so good. And they were young people, young ladies, excited about the word that they had received. Listen, they wanted some more. They wanted some more.
Wow.
You know, one word. Wow. One word, and they got so excited. Back and told the rest of them. Some on the job. And you know what? Sometimes the rest of them, I've seen them looking over there. But you know how I see Satan? That's what fear does.
Yeah.
And those who don't know him. You know, and they don't understand. Because they was looking over there like, you know, we wanted to, but we afraid to come, you know. But God's going to draw by his word. He's going to draw the rest of them. Because when they go back this next time, hallelujah. When they
Hallelujah. Go
back to it's going to be more than what you had before, and they're going to go back. It's that word going to draw somebody. It's going to drop just like it did those two. It drew those two just in one day.
In one day.
With one word.
Yes,
one word.
It changed
your life well. It changed. So we're still feeding them. You know, we are men and women of God. And we still talking about this thing. Just think about those who don't know it. And who, when the word went out, that one word that went forth, and they got excited and come back to my, we want some more. That's what they were saying. We want some more. And she said, I brought my friend. She wants some of it. You know, so it's just, you know, it was good to her. So, you know, we were excited for them, and they was excited,
and it
lit up the whole place, and it looked like people just started coming into play. I'm telling you, it was awesome, you know. I mean, yeah, it was truly a blessing. And I want is I want everybody that wants to and willing to, you
I want them to experience
this. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want them to experience this. Now, I know we have experienced it before, but I want them to experience this so they'll know for themselves.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, so you can see it for yourself. You can self and find it. Then you can run and tell somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find and tell somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know. So I just want to share that with you. But if there's anybody who has a prayer request or comment or want prayer, just feel free. Feel free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I know it's such an exciting time now. I mean, we're in a mini revival right now.
Yeah.
We're in a mini revival, praising God, giving Him the glory. We're feasting now on His word.
That's right.
Getting ready for the great revival.
That's right.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the great revival. So we're giving God the glory right now, even as we speak. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because we're feasting now. But oh, when you come to the great feast. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there's no comments, I know y'all just listening, and I don't blame you because there's times when I'm just sitting in there, I'm taking it all in, all I can, and just being ready, you know, just being ready. So if there's no comments, nobody has prayer at this moment, we'll let Brother Allen give us another word. Praise
may
God.
May I say this before Brother Allen come? Since y'all sitting there, just pass me a wing, please.
Amen. I tell you what, we are feasting on the whole thing. We will pass you a wing. This thing, I'm telling you, it is good.
It's good.
Yes, it is. The Lord prepared it, and I tell you what, it's nothing like we had ever had before.
All
nothing
right.
like we ever had before in Hempstead, Texas. Nothing.
Praise God.
I don't even know if I ever had it like this. I haven't had this before, not even in any town I've been in. I haven't had it like this. You know what I'm saying? So I know God has prepared this, and He's doing a great work, and we just want to give Him the glory because it's time. It is time. People have been they have been pressed down too long. They have been in bondage too long in these churches. I mean, churches are feeding them physical food, but some people are literally dying spiritually. They're literally dying. We got so much stuff going on in the churches. We got so much stuff going on because there's no spirit there.
There's no spirit.
You know, it's dead. No, and there's no structure in the spiritual realm. You know, so people are just and like I said, I'm ready for the move of God.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something so you get ready. You say you ready? This
Amen.
Revival may run until God says stop.
Amen.
This revival that's going to run, God is getting ready to do something that's going to become so good, God Almighty. Because when we say, God, I hunger, Lord, and God moved me out to Hempstead, and God say, you can obey me, or you can let it alone. I ain't let it alone.
Amen.
After the first 3 days, somebody going to say, can we do it the next night? Yeah. Can we do it the next night? Yeah. Because I got some people that God has touched me with to bring them in. Because I want to tell you, we want all. I would like that commercial ad about the young people. They said, we want it all. We want it all.
Amen.
Yeah, we want it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We want it.
Want it all.
That's right.
We want it all.
All or nothing.
All or nothing.
That's it.
Amen. We want it all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, man, we really don't want to let y'all go without having someone to testify or tell somebody about the goodness of God. We're offering this here to you, so because the Bible talks about they overcame the devil by the words of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
A testimony is so important nowadays that you can help others by what God has done for you. That's why you can testify about the goodness of God. I know you may walk around through the day, you may think with your fellow workers, and you say, hey, God is good. But it's good to tell the reason why God is good. It's good to tell about the goodness of God. Why is God good for you? Because what he has done for you, you can tell him, not only does he wake us up, yeah, he's good that way, but he's good in all different kinds of ways. You know, if you were to start telling how good God was, we'll never be off this radio station. You can tell God how he protects your thumb from getting hurt, your gout out of your body, kidney disease, lung disease, all different ways of God. You can give God the glory by saying God is good. That's right. We open up these lines so that you can say the reason why you can give God the glory in your life. And be an overcomer. Amen. Is there anybody that wants to say anything? Amen. Well, I continue to bless you and keep you. I mean, this is a day that God has made, and we're so on fire on this side and excited about what God is doing for us. We're excited about what God is going to do. We're in anticipation of this revival because it's important that we understand that God is doing a work, and it's a very, very blessing for us to be a part of the work. We give God the glory. Now, familiar passage that I want to go to you in the Word of God, if we go over to Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 1. The Word of God is saying, lo, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Bless the hearer and the reader, and more importantly, the doer of the Word of God. The Word of God is coming to us today saying, see, when you give your life to Christ, you don't need any money to come to Christ. God is your sole provider. The patriot David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The reason why David has seen this is because he said, I was once old, and now I was once young, and now I'm old. But the Word is telling us today, when you don't even have any money, you can come to the Lord. You can come to your source of your life. The source of all of our lives, the source of the world is Jesus. That's why he said, everyone that thirsts, come. When you're thirsty and coke won't do it, beer won't do it, wine won't do it, liquor won't do it, and you're thirsting for the Word of God, you can come. That's what the Word is saying. It says, when you're thirsty, it's for the Word. When you're hungry, it's for the Word. When you want to drink some milk, it's for the Word. Everything that God is saying, you can come and buy for free. The Word of God is free for you to have today because you're finding life in the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone that thirsty, come to the water.
Come to the water.
And he that had no money, come.
Come.
What we're giving you is more valuable than any pearl or any money upon this earth. The Word of God is so precious, so valuable, and it's free. It's free for you.
Amen. Amen.
You can have eternal life found in the Word of God, Jesus. It's free for you.
Hallelujah.
God is not
God has not made this difficult for us to have salvation. You may be thinking that other denominations, other idols that made it strictly hard for you to have salvation. But the Bible says, and in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." See, that's a gift. When somebody gives you something, that's a gift. Just like this verse in Isaiah 55. It says, "Lo, everyone that thirsted," what it says, "come." It doesn't say anything about you having to buy with money. It doesn't say anything that you have to come in with a three-piece suit on, with a nightgown, black tie dress on. It says, "Everyone that thirsted, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." This salvation is so easy, and it's more than just salvation. It's the light. It's your lifeline. Jesus Amen. Christ is your lifeline. You can come to the water. Anything that you find yourself need, any kind of distress that you find yourself in a life situation, you can come. Anything. He has not ruled out anything for you. God loves you so much.
Yes, he does.
He gave his only begotten Son. You have to recognize what God is doing for you today. If you're able to hear my voice right now, you can understand that God has allocated this time right now for you to understand that God loves you more than anybody on this earth could ever love you. He's saying, come. Isaiah 55 is saying, everyone that thirsts, come.
Come.
You ever get thirsty and you can't satisfy your thirst? You ever get hungry and you can't satisfy your hunger? You ever bought something that you just didn't want and you didn't like it? And you say, you go back home and you say, "I don't know why I bought it." Come, buy wine, buy milk. Buy it without price. You don't have to have a dime in your pocket in order to go home with your basket full. You don't have to have anything in your pocket, but your soul is going to be full. And more importantly, that your soul must be full. You have to make a choice today to choose Jesus or choose life or choose death. We beg of you to choose life. We pray for you. Choose life. It's important that you understand the word, what the word is saying. Everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters.
To the waters.
And he that had no money, come ye and buy. All you need is Jesus. All you need is the Lord. Without money, without price. God has did everything for you. All he wants you to do is believe in him. Turn away from your sin. Give your life to Jesus and believe in him. He said that I will always be there. I'll provide for your need. You'll never lack by coming to the water. You'll never be alone by coming to and buying and without price, without money. God is saying, come. I know that a lot of you have been blinded from the words of the enemy saying that it can't be that simple. It's just that simple, the word of God is saying. You don't have to have any money to buy. It's like going to the filling station and you're emptying on your gas tank and just pulling the nozzle off and selecting the grade and filling up your car. That's just as simple as it is. It's like going to the grocery store and you got a taste for filet mignon steak. It's like going right back there and telling the butcher, "Give me one of your best steak."
Yeah.
And taking it right out of the store. It's just that simple. This is how simple God has made it for you. It's just that simple. It's just like you want some water. The bottle of water at Walmart, and it comes in a 24-pack, and you go grab this pack, and you walk right out with it. That's just how simple salvation is. That's what God is saying. Come. Come to the Lord. Let God into your life.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Come. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. And he that had no money, come ye. Buy and eat. Yea, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. That's just how simple salvation is for you today. You can come to the water. You can come and buy milk and wine without any price. Because what you need is Jesus. Anything that you need, everything that you need is found in Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Let God into your life. Let the Lord bless you. Let the Lord change your life. I know you've been out there struggling with things, struggling with this, trying to handle with this here, but have you tried Jesus? And he said today, come. All you got to do is come. Come without any money. It doesn't cost you anything. All he wants you to do is believe in his son. Just believe in him. And God, you'll find that Jesus is sweeter than anybody else in this whole world. He'll do things for you that you can't do for yourself. The reason why, you don't have to pay for it. All it's already been paid. The price has already been paid for your sin, for you to have eternal life. All you have to do is believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, he's not singling out any race. He's saying, come, everyone. Everyone that hears this word, God is saying, come if you're thirsty. He's saying, come if you're hungry. He says, come with, if you don't even have any money, come. You can buy it without any price. He's just saying, come. Where you find yourself in, you just may have finished smoking a rock. Jesus is saying, come. You just may finish smoking a joint. Jesus is saying, come. You just may finish having an argument with your wife and she's saying, get on out of the house. Jesus is saying, come. Whatever situation that you find yourself in, you may have lost your job, and Jesus is saying, come. Come on to the water. That's what he's saying. He's saying, come on. I got it for you. Anything that you need, I got it.
You got it.
He said that the Lord provides for all your needs. He hasn't singled anything out what you need. God can do all things. He's capable of providing for all your needs. All. All mean all. That's what Jesus do. All mean all. He will provide for all your needs. Let God into your life today. We beg of you today, once again, we're encouraging you to give your life to Jesus. Because tomorrow may be too long. It may be too late tomorrow. You don't know how long you have. So that's why we're encouraging you today with all of our heart. Come to Jesus. He's the only way. You may say, well, I'm going to go to the church Sunday. Yeah. Sunday may not ever get here for you. Sunday is not going to get here to some people. It's just a natural fact. Saturday may not get here to some people. It's just a natural fact. The Saturday morning sunrise, it may not ever come to somebody. It's a natural fact. People die every second of the day. And you don't want to take that chance. You may be contemplating on wanting to go see your significant other. But just think about, what if you lose your life? And Jesus is saying, you can come to me right now. I will supply all of your needs.
Amen.
It's on you to come to him. He said, I'm not going to force you to. I just need everything I could possibly give. All I'm asking you to do is believe in me. Believe the gospel. Believe in Jesus Christ. And he's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to keep you. Because there's only one way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way. Don't let anybody fool you thinking that there's another way to heaven. That's not another way. There's only one perfect Lamb that gave up his life, died on the cross for our sins, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's not another way. Give your life to Jesus. This is your opportunity. I don't know how much time that you have, and I don't know how much time you have, but one thing that I do know, that I've made a choice to choose Jesus.
Yes.
And he's doing the same thing to you. You can be a part of a family. You can be a part of a heavenly family
right here on this earth. Your family may disown you. You may have done so many things in your natural family upon this earth that they don't want to have anything to do with you. But if you give your life to Christ right now, today, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Heavenly family, the sons of God, the children of God, joined in Christ.
My.
Give your life to Jesus. Everything that God has is yours. All you have to do is believe.
Yes.
Let your life today. Let your life. No matter what you do, make this choice by choosing Jesus. You made the greatest choice in the world history by choosing Jesus, because you're on your way to heaven and you're involved into a family of God, a child of God. You're alive now that sits home on the hill. And you can come wherever you want without money.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs.
Yes.
According to the riches of his glory. That's the Bible. God shall supply all of your needs. He will supply all of your needs. Because you have given him your glory. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray right now for the souls that don't know you and the pardon of their sins. And we pray for the believers, Father, the family members. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, open up eyes that they may see even more, Father. As we on this table, Father, we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Here's Sister Dr. McCullough. Just say amen.
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 Praise the Lord. We just thank God for what he has done and what he is about to do. I'm still just excited about it, because it's just so awesome, you know, to be part of something great, not just something mediocre, but something great.
Yeah.
It's exciting, and we just give God the glory for it. And like I say, blind eyes will be open.
Yes.
People will be delivered and set free.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
A lot of people have operational curses for years and it's going on. It's still in them, some people. And that's why people are still in these churches, because mama, dad, sister, brother, they're afraid to leave. They won't leave because that spirit has captured them to stay in that church, because they say, oh, my great-grandmother went here. I ain't going nowhere. But you need to come out of a dead church into a live one. And if you don't know, seek God about it. Ask him. Pray on it. Say, Lord, I don't know what. I did it. Lord, I don't know why you want me to be, that you may receive the glory and that my life will be better instead of being in this dead church. So we pray to God, and we have to let him lead and guide us. That's his word. He'll lead and guide us. Let him lead and guide us, because like I said, a lot of it is generational curses. People just attending church, they're not getting anything out of it. They're paying tithes and giving offerings and still getting nowhere. Still at the same pace. You know, still doing the same old thing. So it's time to come among that kind of thing. It's time to come out of that, you know, out of a dead church, you know. It's time to live. You know, it's truly time to live. So, you know, I just to each and every person listening, you know, if anybody have a comment, a testimony, feel free.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the living God. I just thank God for what he is doing. I tell
yes.
you, we were here praying for Sister Wolf's mother-in-law. We were here praying. As Brother Allen was praying, I told him, I said, well, all I can see is her feet and her laying on her side. And Sister Bridget told me, she said, well, that's what it is. She's laying on her side, and they got her feet the way I've seen them. I was like, my God. Look at God. There's nobody but I hadn't been over there. I hadn't been to her house. But I told Sister Bridget, I said, as Brother Allen was praying, I said, I could see her laying on her side and her feet. And she said, well, that's why she's laying on her side with her feet.
Yeah.
And my I thought, my God.
My God.
And I thank God for that because he showed me a lot of things. And a lot of times I just don't say anything I should, but a lot of times I don't say anything. He showed me a lot of things when we were praying sometimes because I'm able to see. And so I bless God for that. And so Sister Bridget told me, I told her, I said, well, I seen your mother-in-law laying on her side as we were praying. I told Kevin, I see her laying on her side and I see her feet. And she said, well, that's where she is. So she's not on her back. She's laying on her side. And you can see her feet. And I was like, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know what it all means. I don't know what it means, but I can see her in the spirit lying on her side. You know, but it's nobody but God.
Yeah.
Nobody but God, because I couldn't see that if he didn't show it to me.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
So I'm fought for it. So we just want to, you know, we just praise God. I thank God for the gifts, you know what I'm saying, that we have and that we are ready to use for his glory.
That's right.
Amen.
And use it for God's glory. It's just truly, truly a blessing for his people. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God. We just give God the glory. Like I said, God is getting ready to do a great revival here in Hempstead, Texas. We're excited about it. We want as many people to come out as possible. I mean, to enjoy the feast with us, to be able to enjoy the Word of God, because it's truly, truly a blessing to know him, get to know him. We want you to know him for yourself. I mean, a lot of people depends on the pastor and the priest and whatever else they got going out there, but you want a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
You want to know him for yourself. In the midnight hour, I don't think you can call a priest at the midnight hour. You may not be able to call a pastor. So knowing for yourself and have that personal relationship. So if you wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you can say, Lord, here's my request. Lord, here's what's going on with me. Lord, I need some answers. And he'll answer you when you have that relationship with him, just like a husband and a wife. When you have a relationship, you can go to them. You can ask a question. They'll be there for you. You know, so this is the kind of God that we serve, one that we can call upon. In our time of need, in our time of stress. So whatever you need, you can get it from the true living God. He's always willing, and he's definitely able. He's definitely able.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have seen, and I know some of us, surely as Dr. Hannah and Brother Kevin and I and others have witnessed the goodness of the Lord. We have seen people healed, delivered, and set free, you know, starting with us.
Amen.
So it's just truly a blessing that we have that personal relationship with him. So that's why we can come to others and tell them, hey, you can have it too.
That's right.
You can have it too. And so we just want it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Anybody have a comment or testimony? Well, I can tell you, I mean, I have so many, but I won't get into all of tonight. But like I said, we keep speaking on and talking about what God has done, because it is truly a good work, and it's truly a true movement of God. When you can see him manifesting in other people's lives,
yeah.
Truly a blessing. And so that's why we keep talking about it, you know, because it was truly, truly a blessing to see somebody else excited about the Word of God,
right.
And the Word that is being spoken to them. is truly, truly a blessing, you know. And these were young people. They were so excited, and we was excited for them. And so it's just a blessing. We wanted to happen not just to folks, but we wanted to happen to more people, to get them to believe, to know that God is real. He's real.
He's real.
You can do the same thing. You can ask, and the door will be open to you.
Amen.
You'll find it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just, you don't have to worry about coming all, just come in as you are, the Bible says. Come in, because he'll clean you up. He'll prepare you. He'll get you ready. He'll clean you up. So, like I said, we just excited about it because it was truly a blessing from God. And like I say, these gifts have not been manifested in Hempstead. Not as I know of. I hadn't seen the movement of God. I don't know when, but I can tell you God has moved in my life. And when you get around believers and when you get around people with some spirit, then it stirs up your spirit. When you get around people with life, you want to live, you know?
Yeah.
You live. It makes you want to, it makes you want to live. But when you're around dead, negative people, I mean, you're dying right along with them. So, you know, we just want to encourage everybody out there to, if you don't have true believers in your life, seek God. Seek God for them. Because we did the same thing. We began to seek God and ask him, Lord, where are your people? We know you got some. That heart is after God, you know.
Yes.
So around those type of people, you know, because you want to grow and you want to move further. You don't want to stay at the same level all your life, you know. That's what some people did back in the day. But we want to be able to move forward. You want to grow. You want to get to the next level.
That's right.
In Christ, you know. So it's just truly, truly a blessing, like I say, to get to know the Lord. And so we thank God for that. And like I say, anything that you need or want from him, you can ask and come into a relationship with him, and he'll do that for you. He'll truly do it. Yes. I'm telling you, I was one that he raised from the dead. Praise the Lord. When they told my parents, that was it. They said, well, there's no more we can do for her. She, that's it. You know, she's gone. But God said, no, she's not. You know, so God kept me living. My parents, my sister and them said, well, let's get together and pray because they had pronounced me dead. That was it. But nothing else they could do. Thank God they couldn't do no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I might have messed up. It may have messed it up. And so, you know, it wasn't nobody but the Lord that's keeping me living. And so I thank God for that. Yes, because they had pronounced me dead as well. You know, this is, that's it for her. Mm-hmm. And the doctor came in. My dad said he came in and he stuck a needle in my middle of my forehead. You know, and they said, well, there's no more we can do for it. So when they came in and seen me moving around, they said, bless God. You know, they said, well, this is a miracle, baby. You know, if she lived through the night, she going to live. Well, of course. I have no choice but to live.
Yeah.
The Bible says I should live and not die.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
So it's truly, truly a blessing. So I've witnessed that. I've witnessed things in my family as well. You know, and God has healed, delivered, and set free. And you always got to have somebody. We thank God for the ones that pray,
yes,
that pray for us and have prayed for us. We thank God for them because they pray, the Bible said, be effectual. Prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
That's right.
And we thank God,
yes,
for those people who pray for us, those effectual prayers. When your prayers are effective, man, they work.
Yes.
It works. So we thank God for it because if it wasn't for those people praying for us, interceding for us, that are truly, truly hard after God, I mean, you know, it's truly a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
And so we want to give God all the glory because we know it was his work and not ours. He just allowed us to pray effectively, and people were healed,
yes.
delivered, and set free. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
We want to say, if anybody out there has a comment or question or have something to say, chime in.
Amen. Shonda. Shonda. Shonda.
Mm.
Praise the living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, so anyone?
The line's over, but they're all quiet.
They're all quiet. Everybody's listening, and the word has gone forth, and I know that people are listening to the testimonies, because everybody has something that they can share, and we do know that, because everybody has gone through something. If you have them, I'm like my grandmother used to say, well, just keep living.
That's right.
just keep living.
You know what I'm saying? You will have one.
Yes.
You know? God is no respecter of persons. So you will have a testimony. If you haven't, if you're not old enough yet and you don't have one, you will have one. And right now, if a person is, don't feel free to share it, then that's okay too, because we know that people, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. So we thank God for you anyway. We give God the glory. But like I said, we're excited about what God is getting ready to do, and the ones that He has chosen for this call at this time. We just give God the glory for it. We thank God for it, and we're just hoping to see as many. As seeking the Lord, we hope to see many of them come out to be healed, delivered, and set free. And a lot of them, we hope, come out because of the generational curse, you know. And we want people to hear the truth, for one thing. We want them to hear the truth and see the demonstration of the Holy God.
Amen.
So I say, we just thank God, you know, if He did it once, He'll do it again and greater. And that's what He's getting to do, and we believe that by faith. Amen. And the spiritual gifts that God has, the spiritual gifts that God has given, they need to be used. They need to be expressed. People have not seen it. Some people don't even know nothing about it. I don't think a lot of churches talk about it. So it's those spiritual gifts. So a lot of people don't know about the spiritual gifts. You know, they're just existing. So spiritual gifts need to be taught to everyone. You know, and we need to seek out the Lord concerning spiritual gifts. So that way you will know them.
That's right. That's right.
You'll know them when someone is demonstrating these spiritual gifts. And it's just truly a blessing that God has His people that He uses to get this work done, because it is a great work. Great work many people are lost, you know. But we want them, like the word say, once I was lost, but now I'm found. We want them to be found. So that's why we strive so hard and pray continuously and on a daily basis, because we want to do our Father's will. We want to see people healed, delivered, and set free. We want to see them come to the Father. You know, so we,
amen.
Amen. You know, because a lot of people are suffering, but you want to suffer with Christ. You don't want to suffer with the world and things that's going on in the world. You want to suffer with Christ. I tell you, it's a great suffering, but it's a great reward behind it. It's a great reward.
Yes.
Thank God for that. You know, a lot of us have gone through it, a lot of us have gone through it, but it's all for His glory. In due time, God wants to show Him, you know, and He wants to get the glory. We give it all to Him. And like I said, I know some people that I've gone to that said that they had cancer, and God began to, you know, we began to pray, and God began to heal, deliver, and set free, and the woman is still, she's up and going about now praising God, you know. So it's a blessing when God heals, delivers, and sets you free that you began to go and tell somebody else so they can be healed, delivered, and set free. Spread the word. Share that bread, you know, with others. Let them know what he has done for you, you know. So it's just truly a blessing. And like I say, I'm looking forward to it, you know, the great revival that God is bringing forth. I'm looking forward to it. I know I keep saying it. I know y'all hear me keep saying it. I'm looking forward to it because it's a great revival. And it has nothing to do with what we're doing, but all of what he's doing. He's just using us to get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of it. Truly.
Amen.
Glad.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
So we're going to let Brother Allen give us the last word before our time is up. We got what, about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And so we're going to take this last word, and that way we'll have something to feast on from the night on, you know, until we go to church. Those of us who go to church on Sunday and Bible study, we still have something great to think about, you know, and getting ready and getting ourselves prepared.
That's right.
For this great word and to hear a word, you know, it's a blessing just to hear a word.
Yeah.
It's a blessing just to hear a true word from God when he sends someone, you know, it's just truly, truly a blessing. So we thank God for tonight and all that he's, like I said, all that he's doing in our lives and getting us prepared for those who are ready to receive. And like I said, it's according to your faith, because if you believe the word of God and receive it, hey, you can have it. You can have it. That's the first.
No.
But we're going to let Brother Allen give us
this
word, and we're going to feast on it.
Amen. We do thank the Lord for how the leading of the Holy Ghost has been for this night. It is
Amen.
A blessing. And, you know, every night that we come on this Friday night or through the week, you know, it's just been a glorious time in the fellowship of love, the fellowship of compelling to come to Christ. Because it's all about Jesus. What we do for here is nothing about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. When you go over to the book of Luke, I want to talk to you about one verse right here. Luke, the 6th chapter. I'm going to talk to you about, as the Lord lead me, verse 21. Amen. Luke 6 and 21. The word of God is saying, "Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." See, the Beatitudes that Jesus is talking about in this time, this word is saying blessed. See, the blessings of the Lord is going to make you rich. It's not going to add any sorrow with it. The world cannot bless you like God can bless you. It's two characteristics of it's two different characteristics. It's just like night and day. They're contrary to one another. But Jesus is talking about the blessings of the Lord. He says, Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. See, a lot of us are trying to fill this void up of this hunger that God wants to fill up in you. You're trying to fill it up with the world. You're trying to add these things into your life, and you're thinking that it's going to fill you up. All of this is your wants. Your wants cannot fill you up. God has said that I know what you need. I have placed this void in your life for strictly one thing, Jesus. And Jesus is the one that's going to fill you up. See, when you're blessed, you're talking about the blessings of God. When you're blessed, you're talking about the things of God. When you're blessed, you're going to talk about how good God's been for you.
you're not gonna, you know, worldly people talk about worldly things, but Christian people that's showing the fruit of the Spirit, they talk about Christian things, godly things, heavenly things, and that makes you blessed. Because have you ever found out a person that you talk to that say that they're a Christian, they never mention anything about God? It wonders you. It makes you wonder about their belief. Do they really? Are they really a child of God? They never talk about the goodness of God.
Amen.
Look at verse 21. It says, "Blessed are ye that hunger." See, the word of God is saying, "Look at it." It says, "Blessed are ye that hunger now, right now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now." When you're hungry for the word of God, the Bible is saying you're blessed. The reason why you're blessed is because your priority is in Jesus. The reason why you're blessed is because you know that God is the only one that can fill your hunger. You have tried the Bible. You have tried the smoke. You have tried the club. You have tried all the travel time, going to and forth, trying to get the pleasures of your life in this earth, and you're never, never, never satisfied. That means that hunger in your life is never satisfied. The reason why is because of God. He says that I'm going to put my son in your life and to be filled. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. The reason why we are filled today is behind the word of God. It's the only reason why. It's the word of God. There's no accolades that we exist on our own selves. There's no puff up that we exist on our own selves. The reason why we are filled is because of Jesus, what Jesus has done for us. He took our sins, destroyed all the works of the enemy. Thank you, God, Jesus, for that.
Thank you.
Bless. The word bless means favor. You're set apart. Bless. The world cannot be set apart through this blessing. They have no dealings with it. It's contrary to the walk of life. It's going the wrong way. When you're blessed, you're on the path of righteousness. The world cannot bless you like God can bless you. The way that God blesses you is heavenly.
Yes.
Shower down from heaven. Yes, you're down here on this earth, but God give you favor where the world cannot give you favor. I'm talking about this blessing that you're being filled with now by if you're hungry. I'm going to get to the latter part in a minute, but I want you to understand that blessed are ye that hunger now. In the other words, Matthew talks about blessed are ye that hunger and thirst after righteousness because you shall be filled. But this part of Luke is saying in this passage of the gospel, he said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. That means you shall be satisfied. You shall be satisfied. Come on in here in the name of Jesus. Because we're blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The devil is alive. We're welcoming the goodness of God. We're welcoming the blessings of the Lord upon our life. Hallelujah. Blessed are ye that hunger. See, when you're hungry for something, and when you got a really good taste for, say you have a good taste for Bluebell ice cream, well, you're not gonna go down there and get your Snickers because you're not gonna be filled. It's the same thing as the Spirit of God in your life. Because when you're hungry and thirsting after righteousness, when you're hungry and you're thirsting to be satisfied, and you're trying all kinds of accolades of the world to fill that void, you're never going to get filled because that void is strictly there for Jesus. And that's why it's that now kind of thing. This is the day. Now is the day. Now is the time for your salvation. This is the reason why you can be filled today by the believer in Jesus Christ. The latter part of this verse says, there it is again, blessed.
Blessed
are ye. See, there is a blessed are ye that hunger, and here it is, it's a blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. The reason why you may be weeping now is because of the sorrows of this life has sometimes overwhelmed you. But you can weep for joy. You can cry for joy. I cry all the time.
Amen.
But you, you can laugh. You can laugh at the other end, because the Bible says, when I look back over my life, if my soul looks back and wonder how I got over, out of all the weeping, out of all the pains and suffering that I had on this side of life, the Bible is still saying I'm blessed. The reason why I'm blessed is because of one name, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's because of what Jesus did. He took my weeping and turned my weeping into laughter. Think about it. He filled my hunger. When I was starving, he filled me up. And I was full. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. You can laugh now. You can laugh and recognize that where God has brought you from. Out of all the sorrows of this lifetime, you left the way right into heaven. You left the way right into kingdom's gates.
Jeez.
And Lord, that's why it's so important that you can get the word, together when they say, blessed are you. You're blessed.
Yeah.
You're blessed to hear the word of God. You're blessed to hear it, and not only hear it, but be found being a doer of it. The world can't do this here in the attributes of what they're doing. They won't. They may seem like they can last, but they cannot last because they haven't really surrendered their life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing, it's like they're fooling their own selves. But the Bible in this 21st verse says, "It says, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled." You can be filled. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be filled today.
Yes.
You can give God your life today and be filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. You may be weeping now, but you can laugh in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The Holy Ghost is your comforter.
Glory.
Give your life to Jesus.
Glory.
The blessings of the Lord being upon your life. Think about the blessings of the Lord, why it says blessed. Blessed going to work. Blessed at work. Blessed at lunch. Blessed going back to work. And blessed going back home.
Hallelujah.
Those are attributes of this blessedness. Because you're being filled. In this right now. See, when it's talk about this right now, every step you take is a right now step by your blessing.
Wow.
Your blessings do not stop when you just get at the house. Your blessings does not stop when you get to church. Your blessings does not stop when you spend quality time with the Lord. Your blessings does not stop when you just go lay down and go to sleep. Your blessings does not stop. Your blessings is a continued feast. You're blessed. You're highly favored. Favored among God. Give you more than what you thought you needed.
Glory
in ways you can't even see, because the reason why, because you're blessed. You have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
There's no more weeping. Blessed are you that weep now. You see this? It says now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now. Hungry now, weep now. The results of it all is your feel and your laughing.
Hallelujah.
The reason why is because of Jesus.
Woo!
We thank
Woo!
God. We thank the word. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you. When you're down and out, you can give to God. If you haven't made a decision, we always want, before we get off this radio station, we will always want to give you the road of salvation so that you would know that we are serious about your soul. God, just as much as God is your soul, we are serious about your soul just as much, because God has placed this thing in us. Give your life to Jesus. a part of the family.
Part of the family
that's there for you. The world would throw you out when you fall. But Jesus and the family, we would never throw you out. He said, go to your brother. If you find your brother in the ark, go tell him about himself. That's what family members do. They don't throw the family away. They'll never turn you back on the family in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-mm.
They go get them. When one goes astray, they leave the 99 and go get the one.
Accountability.
That's the kind of family that you're in on this side. That's the kind of family that you're talking about.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You can be a part of the family. Give your life to Jesus. Stop wondering what people are going to think. Don't worry about that. What you want to worry about, what Jesus thinks.
Woo!
You know that shirt they used to have a while back, WWJD?
Yes.
That's your life. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do at this time?
Come on.
Your life is a mirror. Your life is a record book. Give your life to Jesus. All you have to do, Romans. The book of Romans says, Romans 10:9, it talks about the road of salvation. It says, Romans 10:9, it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
And believe.
And shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's right there.
Amen.
All you have to do is confess. How you confess is open your mouth and believe in your heart. You're saved. Welcome to the family. May the Lord bless you. Here's Dr. McCullough.
The Lord as your Savior, confessing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, it says, the time is now. the time is now. The day is the day of salvation.
Today, that's right.
You know,
amen.
We don't wait any longer because of the fact so many people are dying and losing their life without Christ. You want to get to know him.
Amen. That sister that's on the sister, you got the Holy Ghost touch. You got the Holy Ghost touching you, right?
Amen.
I said that sister, she keeps getting the Holy Ghost is touching you. Let him out. Let him speak out. Let him speak out of you.
Amen.
How you keep this, let him speak to you.
Yeah. Amen.
How you going?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Speak through it, Lord. Speak through it, Lord. Speak through it, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Lord.
Speak through it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Your word. Hallelujah.
Oshande, Sikiria, so. Lord, speak through it, Lord. Speak through it.
Thank you, Father God. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord.
Yes.
And I can meditate on your word day and night, Father God. I should be like a tree trained. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I'm just going to ask God to reach out and touch you right now. Father, touch this woman. Let the fullness of the Holy Ghost flow out of her. The fire of the Holy Ghost come out of her, that she may speak what you have in her, Father. It's a blessing for the word in Jesus' name. Out of her stomach, belly shall flow rivers of living water. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, until next time, you guys, men and women of God, we thank you all for listening. We hope so everyone got something out of it. And until next time, may God be with you.
Amen. Remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. Love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the saints. In the name of Jesus. Amen.